Praise Jesus, brethren. All of you being in the name of our Master Jesus. And how is your lives? Praise Jesus so much. Greet for me your neighbor. Encourage them. Encourage them with a word of wisdom. A word full of hope. A word full of light within it. The light of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus so much. And that hope will be established by God. And you will feel joy. And the hope you've given them. What I can promise you is one. When you fulfill Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18, and you sit under God's counsels, all the sins you've been having, is going to forget them.
For
he's the one who calls you to reason together with him. And know, as long as you come in his place, you're going to get out of here when you've reasoned with God. According to Jeremiah 23, verses 18, who has sat under the counsels of God's words, and they heard and they marked them.
It is
the time you sit under the counsels of God's words, feel the peace, feel the hope. For no one sits to reason with God, and they get out when they are still sick, but all of them get healed. Daniel reaches the presence of God and he is weakened and he feels he's rotting. But because he had reached at the owner of life, he just touched his hand upon him and he was filled with life. Every rot within him disappeared. You may perhaps have gotten rotten with a lot of sins and a lot of grief, and the people are choosing you in the heart. People are tormenting you. But when you sit in the councils of God, you're going to get out when you have life in the fold. Have that hope. As long as you've sat under the counsel of God's words,
surely
you're going to get out when you're well. The broken souls is ready to bind them. They've been having wounds ready to heal them. As long as you sit under the counsel of his words, may God bless you. Thank you for coming. And by name and voice, Pastor Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you so much in the name of Jesus. And we best in loving the Jerusalem city, how the angels love us.
That
they even make a feast and rejoice when you get saved. And they rehearse how they will be welcoming you when you get
saved.
On the other day after you've overcome,
yes,
praise Jesus. Based on that much love of the angels and of God, how it is, and we to encourage ourselves to have the love in the comp.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We began the journey of heaven, and we began from planet Earth where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
journey was moved for 7 years. It's the journey of heaven moved through the Bible from 2005 to 2011. And that journey began from planet Earth where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We began to sit on the Thursday and on Friday. We last ended when we were going to see where hell is located.
Hell,
and it's the prison of God where he imprisons all the rebellious spirits. They are known as the bottomless pits. They are found in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is what we are heading on to see. But in all that, we began from our planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
in seeing this, we are seeing the mystery of God. Bible says in Revelation 10 from verse 7 that before the seventh trumpet is sounded, before the seventh trumpet is sounded. The mystery of God
has
been preached by all his ministers must be revealed.
Angels
are seven holding the trumpets. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1-2. But that seventh angel, before he sounds his trumpet, all the rest are sounding because of ministry. For there's no angel coming to minister here when they have no command from the angels who are commanders. According to Daniel 10, Gabriel tells Daniel that from the day you humble to get to know God, and the command was released. Now they with the trumpets are the one who command after the command of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus so much. Now before we see that trumpet sounded, the mystery of God must have been revealed. Bible speaks of this mystery in Colossians chapter 1 from verse
20-25.
That mystery is Christ Jesus. This is the reason why I was taken in the journey of heaven, to continue to reveal this mystery. He is the Master Jesus. He is the Word of God for the nations.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Erangon.
And him,
according
to Colossians chapter 1, from verses 12-19, things in heaven and on earth, they are all within him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why we began from planet earth where we are, to move on to see what is in heavens and on earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
began from our planet earth, that we can see he who has things in heaven and earth, and is the Master Jesus. He spoke
in
John 14:20, that on that day you will know that you are in me and me I am in the Father.
On that
day, we are no more waiting for that day. We as people full knowledge of God,
on
all people wherever they are want to know God.
That
day reaches upon us every day. We continue to know him
and
to know the way we are in him. We are on that day he spoke of, that on that day we shall know that you are within me and me I am in the Father. It is to say, all creations in heaven and earth, they are in Christ Jesus, and they are branches of him. According to John 15, we are branches from heaven to earth. And if you don't bear fruit, he cuts you off and he casts you in hell, where you are as you dry up, to await when you'll be cast in the furnace, the lake of fire, to be burnt. But in all that, we know that what's in heaven and earth are in Christ Jesus.
It
is what we call above the heavens, where we shall find the Father and his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All of us in heaven and on earth, all along we've been in Christ Jesus, and that is his body in the full. That is why John 1:16 says that on the fullness of Christ, all of us who were given, that from planet earth where we are, you may see from the image up there, finishing the entire heavens as you see it, moving up the Jerusalem city of heaven, as you see it right there, the four living creatures in the second heaven, as you see them on this hand here, the third heaven, as you see it here in its size, all those things within them, it is the fullness of the body of Christ.
That
is how we would have been in his full size. But all of us, we are branched from him to appear. That is why it's written in John 1:16, that from his fullness all of us we were given. We are his branches. We came from him. We were cut from him.
ngabwe kiri mu Isaiah 51
as it is in Isaiah 51
nti mwe abanoonya mukama
that you seek the Lord
era abagoberera obutuukirivu
and follow righteousness
mutunuulire olwazi kwe mwatemebwa
look unto the rock from which you are cut
n'obunnya kwe mwasibibwa
and the quarry from which you are hewn
mukama waffe era olwazi kwe twajja
our master is the rock from which you are cut
ye waliyo abatusooka okumuvaako
but they were first to get out of him
abayitibwa obunnya
they were called the quarry
kati amatabi agaso
now the first branches
leba kadabili mwa abana abamwetolote
24 elders surrounding him
kati buno bwebunya atera fwe mwetwajibwa
these were the quarries from which all of us were gotten from
bali ge matabi amakubi
the others are the chief branches
bitujja kubira babiyonna
those ones we shall see them all
yes ye bazibwa
praise Jesus
na yenga kusinzira bikola abatume
but from according to acts
esura eneye 17
acts 17
munyotandi kula 16
verse 16
paka 13
unto 30
era tutambira moyo mwetu sura
we move within him and we live within him
mutubera
we have our being within him
sebiri mukuna ebiri kunsi
so once in heaven and earth
bilimo kama afi yesu
in the master Jesus
eranga tubikulo yo mulugendo lwetu
we reveal him in the journey of heaven
okutandikira kunsi kwe tuli
from planet earth where we are
nenga juku yatwolekera okulaba amagombe
remember we are heading to see hell
ekomera lya katonda
the prison of god
lisingani mambo akabaka bwemunye
it is from the kingdom of the stars
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus
so mubino byonache tukutira
now in all this
kubikubugaka bonna
we reveal all the treasures
obuli mu chama cha katonda
which are in the mystery of god
okusinzira kuba kolise ekisoka
according to 1 Corinthians
esule yo kubiri
chapter 2
nyorusoka pakolo 10
verses 1 to 10
tubikula ebyama byonna
we reveal all the secrets
obugagga
with and the treasures
obuli mu chama cha katonda
which are in the mystery of god
chama cha katonda mukama afi
the mystery of god is the master Jesus
ndali mu bugagga bungi
and within him are many treasures
yes ye bazibwa
praise Jesus
okusinzira mu Luka 8
according to Luke 8
tugezaako kebira ebyama ebirala ebiri mu ye
try to search out all the other secrets within him
yes ye bazibwa
praise Jesus
so tukebere ebyama ebyo
now we search out all those secrets
muruka 8
in Luke 8
nyule 16
and 17
kine ebyama byo nnatu wali kirisigalanga tekibikutu
all of the secrets none of them will remain not be revealed
yovula abantu atandisa okulaba okuva ku nsi
kwe see from the planet where we are
abe buli ekirimu
and we see whatever is within it
ni wangu badenga twasose kulaba helicopter view
so we first saw the helicopter view the brief
tukenda soka tuitemu
we're going to first pass through them briefly
yes ye bazi
praise Jesus
atulabe ebyo
as we see those things
nyimarwa abiyo
after them all
tulide okulaba buli kimu mu bujjuvu
bwa get back to study everything in the deals
we leo kutandikira ku nsi
right from planet earth where we are
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus so much
so mwebe byonna
now in all that
omoyo yatukulembedde mulimu
guno Peter is the one leading us in this mission
ukusinzira kuba koliso
according to Colossians
ekisoka esule yo kubiri
first Corinthians chapter 2
ndiro mwenda pa 11
verses 9 to 11
omoyo yakebira byonna nebiratekereke
ya the spirit searches all even the ununderstandable things of God and reveals them to us
na ebino byonna
but all this
omuntu kubiyasoko kubikunganya mu kitabo
cha Kristo must gather them in the book of the Lord
ukusinzira ku Isaiah 3
according to Isaiah 34
onyure 11
verses 16
timunonya mu kitabo cha mukama
look in the book of the Lord
musome
and read
kubanga tekubula tekulibula kinnacho
for none of them will miss its meat
eranga gamo moyo gwa mukama gwe gubikunganya
and he said that the spirit of the Lord has gathered them
umuntu kuvumubujuvu
the holy spirit in the fall
ngakora nabatume ne banabi
as was with the apostles and the prophets
yakunganya
he gathered
ebikwatagane bululyo
what concerns the entire heavens
ukutukira dala wakulwe
reaching above the heavens
era yaddamu okunkurembera olugendo
luno and he repeated to lead me in this journey
mubujuvu
in his fullness
yes ye bazi
praise Jesus
ukugamba emyo musambwe jaka
to say the seven spirits of the Lord
eranga gimaso gaka
to and the seven eyes of God
ne jeba malaika musamu
and the seven groups of angels
yes ye bazi
praise Jesus
so no resonge
now because of that
atukenda okulaba amagombe gano
as you heading going to see hell
ekomera lya katonda
the prison of God
era obunyo obutakoma
and the bottomless pit
obisingana mu bwaka bakabwe
munye which is found in the kingdom of the stars
yes ye bazi
praise Jesus
twatandikira kunsi
we began from planet earth
mubufunze nga kuitira mu gwatali
brief as I recap for you who was not here
nana ndesabyo belewo
I would have requested you
to be present
on Thursday and Friday
ubango missinga bi
for you miss a lot
rugendo rafira tandikira kunsi
our journey began from planet earth
emanyidwanga ensi ebereka
which is called known as the habitable earth
okusinzira mu ngere sule yo 8
according to Proverbs 8
olunyuriri olwasa tupaka
30 to 31
erinya lyensi yafe
the name of our planet
okumanyibwanga planet earth
to be known as planet earth
ofense bereka
mo the habitable earth
mukama yalituma da
god named it long time
and even since tebana bakito
mali before the scientists discovered it
yes he was
praise Jesus
era ensi yafe
and our planet
yazembwa kumpaji nyeza abamalaika
built on four pillars of angels
yes he was
praise Jesus so much
kubanga ina wakubulisa
he asks you somewhere
mu Yobu 38
Job 38 verses 1 to 7,
nti empagi z'ensi ziri luyiwa,
but where are the pillars of the foundation
of
and where, on which measuring line did he measure it? And he shows in Revelation 7 verses 1 to 4 that he measured it upon four angels, and these are very tall
okusobola okulabika nga basobola okuba nga bakola obuwanvu bw'ensinga
bwetugirabatulaba
malayika nga
muwanvuasobola
okuyimira ku
Atlantic that ocean. He can step one foot on Atlantic Ocean and another foot steps it on Africa and he stretches his hand to touch the top of the heaven. That's the real height of an angel.
The
angels who are making this planet Earth. Those ones, we saw them in brief. And we use the doors of this planet and we stretch out of them. This planet Earth has four doors according to the four angels. There are wings of the angels which make up the long two
angels.
They are positions where they join each other. Anytime, the only position where they join, there is a door which stretches out of the planet Earth. And there is a form of an orbit. Like as you stretch an orbit suite, that stretching. Now when you want to get out of it, you just knock that position once and it vomits you out of itself and it gets back to its form. That's why when they're lifting rockets from the earth, they lift them at a very high speed moving up. They have to force to see that at the top of it it's very, very sharp and pointed to be able to penetrate the orbits of the planet to get out of it. But what you have to know, on the doors of the planet Earth, that they are living because the angels are responsible for them. That's why in Psalms 24:7-10, you can speak with the doors of the planet and never, you just don't knock them like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they just open for you and you pass through. And we never knocked just. We used to speak with those doors and they opened for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Just as you see numbers, Moses speaks with
the planet.
They have to open and to swallow all the others who are rebelling against him. Earth is living because of the living angels who make it.
Let's see
Psalms 24:7.
Zaburi esula ya makumi abiri mwenye. Nolu nyiriri urum sam.
Psalms 24:7.
Zaburi esula ya abiri mwenye. Nolu nyiriri urum sam. Muyimuse emitwe jamwe mwenziji.
Enziji ozivulira.
You hear the doors.
Kakati mwamuni nenziji kumayumba.
Now you have gates upon your houses.
Ezogera.
They never speak.
That's
what you're trying to do right now on earth is to put in codes which can feel someone coming and the door and the gates open themselves. They get from your blood and they put in the computer system and you communicate with the doors of your houses or the electricity puts itself on itself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But planet Earth, they have told us it has even heads. Though the heads are the four angels, now they have the doors of this planet Earth. And you can tell the gate to open that you pass.
Now
the gates of God are living. They are not of iron like ours. The angels are the ones who make the gates of the planet Earth.
Zaburi ya abiri mwenye nolu nyiru wa msambu. Muyimuse emitweja mwe mwenziji. Namwe muyimuke mweba wankachi abata guwao.
Chibaba ita mweba wankachi abata guwao.
They are called the ancient doors. That's why even though you knock and you pass through, they don't get teared up.
Zidambu zinezi.
they just get back to their own form. That is how we made the planet where we are. It's those and gates are living, and they hear and hearken to God. Listen down as he explains. I've told you I'm back briefly, for we saw all these ones.
Zaburi sura ya 2 mwenyoro ya 7.
Psalms 24 verse 7.
Ne kabaka owekitiibwa anayingira. Kabaka owekitiibwa yani. Mukama owamanyi owobuyinza. Mukama owobuyinza mukulwana. Muyimuse emitwe gyammwe mwenziki. Kale mujiyimuse mwe bawankaki abatagwawo.
Ne bagamba bayimuse emitwe gyabwe bakulewo.
Up their heads to open.
Yesu yali ajja mu nsi.
Now Jesus, when he was coming in the earth,
yetaga atatomere butomezi nsoji.
Never needed to knock these doors to get
open.
They had to open for him as the Lord.
Era bwe yali ave magombo okudda mu nsi.
Getting from hell, coming back to the world.
Bagamba bakulirewo mukama
ayi. Told them to open for the Lord to enter.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So mubino byonna.
Now in all this,
nsitu ajifurumamu.
The planet was switched out of it. And we went to see other 9 planets.
Okusinzira ku chetuliddemu mu ngere sule ya 8.
What we heard in Proverbs 8, 30 to 31,
the ensi ya fen,
that our planet,
manyidwa ange ensi yokebereka,
known as the only habitable earth planet,
urokubanti elimu omukka ogwobwere,
because within it there is free oxygen,
okusobola okuyamba mbi no musa,
which can help flesh and blood to survive there.
Ngabe tubiraba
as we see it in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, that the wind keeps on moving and God's coming back. But there are planets where we cannot live. Other 9 planets. One of the planets is planet Mercury. We have planet Venus. We have planet Mars.
Jupiter.
We have planet Jupiter.
Saturn.
We have planet Saturn.
Uranus.
We have planet Uranus.
Neptune.
Pluto.
Wamu nejebaita USB.
Together with the USB
planet.
It's not yet given a name on this earth.
Yes,
yet. Praise Jesus. Even though God knows its name. Why did we put them as the scientists? We took you in Isaiah 40. And we saw.
Yes, he
science.
Was.
Praise Jesus. How God knows even the works they are doing. And it is very easy for the scientists to know God. Just as we saw in Matthew 2. They were gazing at the stars. They were able to discover the star called Jesus. And they were able to follow the star to reach them where Jesus was. And
the
Bible says that these scientists, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 24, that the Jews were seeking for miracles. Those are the born agains of the generation. And they are only seeking for miracles. But the Greeks and the Gentiles, they were seeking for wisdom, who is Christ. After the scientists, when they search upon whatever
is
this, they are searching about Christ even though they don't know what they are doing. For what is in heaven and earth are within him.
What
we pray for them is one, as they hear this message, let them know that all along they have been searching about Christ, and that they can accept him, that they get saved. And all you born again,
wherever
you are, and you'll be only seeking miracles. It is the time that also seek for wisdom. He is the Christ who makes the miracles.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So wait,
now,
like
that, we saw other 9 planets. We discovered the secret why there are 10 planets. For
he
spoke in Isaiah 66, verse 1. And he said that heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. Now, if his foot,
we
want to ask how many are they? How many toys does Jesus have?
We
went back to search out the human being who is in his image. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26
and 27.
And man was made in the image of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
yet also is the image of the invisible God, the Master Jesus. According to Colossians 1, 12 to 15. Now, if he is the image of the invisible God, now we were made out of him, and we have 10 toys in our feet, and the planet has to be 10, which make the toys of the body of Christ Jesus. And we as human beings were just in the toys of Jesus, at his feet, toys.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, that's how we discovered his secrets. And we got to know that planets are 10. These were revealed to me in 2005. And as the scientists were moving on to discover more planets, and they have last claimed that the planets are 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is what God told me. That what the scientists have known so far, it's like a drop of water dropped in a paper when it has to be filled.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
because of that,
we
stretched out, saw the other 9 planets, and they are inhabitable. For some of them, within there is fire. Others within they are rocks. Others the water we are captured in ice form.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
because of that, we
are
promised to see who are there in those other 9 planets, the fallen angels. That one we shall see it as we reach to see the principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
because of that, we finished to see those 10 planets. We went to see the kingdom of the stars, the moon and the sun. Those ones you try to see surrounding the planets. Now you, the moon and the sun and the stars, the sun is the one you always see up, and you see its appearance and the moon.
But
most of us have never seen a star. Just see a reflection of light from the star. But the star is bigger than our planet, is bigger than the sun, and is bigger than the moon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw them and they are in the space of the heaven
firmament.
According to Genesis, Genesis chapter
1,
verse
14-20.
And we saw that the stars are in the space, the firmament. And we saw that they are very, very big. And they are very, very high. We saw the life within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw that they too are living. According to Joshua. Joshua 10. Verse 11-12. We saw that they speak with them and they hear. And they too are ministers of God. We saw these stars. And they too were made by 4 angels each star. And
they
are the ones at the corners of each star.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we move on to discover that they too have a body. According to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 39, and to 4.
Unto
45.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw the body of the sun. We saw the body of the stars. And the moon. And it was proven. Jeremiah 32, verse 26-27. That is the God of all people with flesh. And we discovered even the stars are fresh, and he is their God. We discovered it, that the stars, they too worship God. According to Psalms 148, verse 1-5, they were told to praise the Lord. All these ones, the Lord revealed them to me in the
channel.
I went and I saw their life, the way they look, the way they sing for the Lord. Praise Jesus. And they too are ministers. Praise Jesus so much. That's why it's so concerning the stars. And the other thing about them is that they too are the armies of God. And we saw that they have kept the weapons of God within them for the day of the Lord. Within them there is fire. There is a very big hailstorm.
omwezi.
Like you see that the sun,
the moon,
within them there are big rocks of hailstorm.
Eranga ensi yaffe.
And our planet
yatekebwa wakati wazo
was put in the midst of them all.
Kunaku lwa mukama nga
on the day of the Lord.
Ensi egwawo.
As the world is finishing.
Bobo nabagenda kuba nsi.
All of them are going to target to beat planet Earth.
Chovola banga Matayo 2:4.
That is why in Matthew 24.
Verse 19.
Paka 3:31.
Munyenye zijja kubazigwa.
The stars will be falling.
Siriwa kubandi nga ba malaika abazikola.
Not like the angels who make it.
Zijja kuambura mubiri gwazi.
They will unclothe their body.
Kubali ba malaika bavem.
The angels will get out of them.
Bade mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
And they get back to Jerusalem of heaven.
Then mibiri gyazi zijja kubanga
zikola. Now their bodies will be the one falling.
Okukuba enseno.
To strike planet Earth.
Nensi zino zonna zijja kubazika
mubiri gwazi. And all these other planets will be striking planet Earth to destroy the ones on Earth. They refuse to believe Jesus.
Like we
heard that the tribulation of those days, it will be very, very hard. It will not be easy to survive it. Let's read briefly.
When
the weapons kept within the stars and the sun and the moon,
Yobu asatu munana.
Job 38.
Yobu asatu munana. Orunyirua makumi abiri.
Job 38 verse 20.
Yobu esula ya makumi asatu munana orunyirua abiri. Gwe okuchu okuchuwelekera kumbibi yacho.
Atutandikire ku abiri moro.
Let's begin from verse 21.
Omanyi kubanga wali ozaliddwa mu biro ebyo n'omuwendo gw'ennaku zo omungi wali oyingidde mu mawanika g'amazzi amakwafu.
Ti wali oyingidde ku mawanika.
That if you enter the storehouses
g'amazzi amakwafu
of the snows,
utera okulaba omwezi.
You always see the moon.
Mutera okulaba mu mulimu omukazi.
You always see within it, it seems like there is a woman.
Ngawe alina enkuku mutwe.
And she has firewood on the head.
Awese n'akana.
And she's carrying a baby within the moon, the appearance of that image.
Oyo si mukazi.
That is not a woman.
Ezo nsozi.
Those are mountains.
Naye nga za barafu za mayinja ag'omuzira.
Powerhouses of snow.
Zisobola okureflecting light neyitamu.
They can reflect the light and stretch it through them.
Kati ka black akati niko olabamu.
Now the small black you see within it.
Amayinja gano bwe gakwatibwa.
That when these rocks were captured.
Gasigala mu luddugavu.
Them remained that black blackish color.
Ne gabanga wamu light teyitamu bulungi.
In some portions the light could not penetrate through clearly.
Kati nofuna shape weyo.
And you get that shape in.
Naye moya terekamu muzira
guka. But within them it kept snow. There are storehouses of it.
Omwezi kyenkana kuli kumpi n'ensi
yaffe. The moon is closer to the planet where we are.
Okusirana we guli.
According to where the position is. Naye
mulimu muzira guka.
But within it there is only snow. Ice.
Mutera okulaba muzira ogugwa
mu. You usually see the snow falling on the planet Earth.
Ogwo guva ku mu mazzi agali mu bbanga.
It comes from the waters within the firmament of the planet.
Wabula alina sitowa y'omuzira.
But he has a storehouse of the snow.
Iranga bw'aba atanudde tukuba muzira.
And when he begins to strike us with snow,
alagira mwezi ne kusulika.
He commands the moon.
Emiryango zago
and it overturns its doors to the planet Earth.
Ate n'alagira bamalayika bakola ensi.
And he commands the angels making planet Earth.
Namukulewo muzira guyike nga munene.
Open planet Earth that the snow will enter within it when it is much.
Kuganga munene nyonga kubali muno
osirika. So big that it strikes you once and you faint.
Yeye atereka mbi akulwani
sabi. He kept in with weapons within them.
Wali yaba lalu basita.
Now they are mad people, the devils. Bali
Bermuda Triangle
wansi. They are in Bermuda Triangle under the sea.
Mbate kikabi akulwani sabi.
They are preparing weapons on the days of Christ of the Lord.
Abala bali mu underground.
Others are underground.
Na yeye yateke katanga.
But he already prepared weapons before they thought of preparing.
Mumwezi na ateka mwaga inja aganini.
And he put storehouses of snow within the moon.
To
strike those mad people on his day. Let's move on and we hear more of what is in there.
Job 38:21.
N'omuwendo
gw'ennaku zo mungi. Wali oyingidde mu mawanika g'amazzi amakwafu oba wali olabye amawanika g'omuzira.
Here we see the hail.
Have you seen
the storehouse of the hail? Hail is a form of fire. There are rocks of fire. They are within the sun.
enjuba ebeeramu amayinja ago
nensi
emu katinga eno
even some planets like planet Mercury
ne planet eno Mars
planet Mars
zo zijuddemu mayinja ga muliro
full of rocks of fire hail
yatereka ddali n'abalalu we bamutawanya
prepared waiting for his enemies disturbing him
wali oyingidde mu mawanika g'amazzi amakwafu oba wali olabye amawanika g'olunyata ge naterekera ebiro ebyokulabiramu ennaku
nti yatereka dda agamba ŋŋenda okkuba abalalu nga
bantawanya
tetujja kuba tuyimusiddwa
musinkani mu bwengula
okusinda ku
batesalonikayesu
yebazibwa batesalonika ekisooka esula
eyokunatuli
mu bwengula kati bano abalalu bategese emmundu
zaabwe
baziggyeyo wansi mu nyanja mu
underground
balumbe mukama
alyokaali
awunzike
enjuba bweti wansi
eryoka eyiwa
olunyata
kaakati gw'omwezi nga gufulumya omuziro
omunene
bo emitwe gy'abantu bano
abatagomba
era abategesa ebyokulwanyisa
ebyo
bannange mumala biseera
byammwe
omusajja abategekera dda
ngamunaabokimanyi
ebyo byonna sebo gano kyofulaba bagayita ejje lya
mukama
era mukama agamba mulubereberye
esula
eyokubiri
onya
olusooka n'olwokubiri
nti
bweyiti eggulu bwe lyaggwa n'ejje lyamu
lyonna
bagayita magye.
They are called armies.
So kusomeyawo.
You first read there and we see.
Lubereberye esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 2 verse 1.
Nebiggwa okukola eggulu n'ensi n'ejje lyabyo lyonna.
N'ejje lyalyo.
And all its army.
Gonna magye.
All of them are armies of God. Nabo
nabali kulindala balinzi.
And they are on standby waiting.
Sitani ne banne
the devil and his colleagues
nga balalukira ku nsi
as they get wild and mad upon God
alyoka abakube
that he will strike them
bote bamanyi
they don't know
eryo lyeddalu eribatawanya
that is the madness troubling disturbing them
kati ogenda otya mu nyanja mujotegedde byokulwanisa
how in the sea that you have kept your weapons under there
nogenda mu underground
and you go underground
bakwasaganye ne bannabyabufuzi
and they take the politicians they condemn with them
bali eyo sibo
basimye
empuku eyo mutaka
they have put bunkers down there
bakola zimizairo
they making missiles
ennyonyi ezibula
they are making jets which disappear
bo bagenda lwanisa mukama
they are going to fight the Lord
era bayibuli yebogerako
nyo bible speaks of them so much
waneno mukubikulirwa
we are in revelations
esura eyo 10 na omukaga
revelation 16
olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ennya
paakumi
na mukaaga
nti
bakuŋŋaanya ku lutalo lwa
mukamakatusomeyo
kubikula essula ya 16 n'olunyiriri lwa 14 kubanga gy'emizimu gy'abalubaale egikola obubonero ekigenda eri bakabaka b'ensi zonna okubakuŋŋaanya eri olutalo olw'oku lunaku olukulu olwa katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna
ulire ezoli
you hear that madness
bagenda bakola ebyamagero
ebyobulimba
basookeri bakabaka b'ensi ba
pulezidenti
akato bayingidde ne mukanisa nabo bagifera
bebakuŋŋaanye
ku lunaku lwa
mukama balowooza
nti bw'ogwa
muggeyeena
luli yesu lwagenda
okudda
eyeena egenda
kuggulwawo
bale baleete wano
bonnasitaani
ajja kuba ate kati abo balowooza bagenda kulumba kati simanyi gwe
abeegaseekokubankulaze
nti oli namulalu
nnyoomusajja
soka teeka
byakulwanisa
emmunyeenye zonna nga bwe twazirabye mu bonge bwazo
gonna
magyeali wali
galinzi
ye mukama ow'ejjo oyo gw'owulira
hosts. He made the heavens and he put armies within it. Even the angels holding the earth. They too were told to wait. The number of the servants
of God
that they will begin to destroy it themselves. Now see in the plan where you put your weapons. The angels
then
begin to shake it to destroy it.
They
borrowed it to finish 24 to finish its all angles. Even though we saw that it rotates, they drive it.
And
according to Isaiah 24,
this time
they're going to devastate, turn upside down. And what we are standing on will be overturned to be up.
Now
they were going to be up, and the buildings are going to get down and fall.
Now,
I don't know where you're going to escape this God. People will just have madness troubling us.
And
Ecclesiastes said, what I saw upon all people that they are mad until you get the knowledge of God. You even know the preparations of God. You are here preparing and planning your own things. But he warned you, if you dare knew the army he has, you would have reconciled with him before he comes. He told you, Luke 22,
that
if you know the one you're going to attack the armies he has, and you too the ones you have, you see that the ones of the enemy is much, you reconcile with him when he's still on the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Lest what
will
come next to you is not easy. That is why we implore you that you reconcile with God when it's still early. We speak of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17.
How
are you for the Master Jesus?
You
reconcile with God when it's still early.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's get back and finish Job.
Yobu esula ya makumi asatu mumu nana.
Job 38.
Nolo nyilwabili musatu.
Verse 23.
Genda tele kila ebido ebiyo kulabidamu enaku. Olunaku, oruolu talo, nobulwa.
Ya bite kika lunaku la utalo, liba liba batekese.
Prepared it for the day of the battle that day.
Sitani, neba maraika baba.
The devil and his fallen angels.
Neba kabaka bensi.
And the kings of the world.
Naba ababu zoro ebiyama.
And they were got lost of miracles. And he prepared them for the day of the battle. Now God is ready to see that he prepared his armies. His armies on standby prepared them. I am not shaken.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As
you're
searching up for wisdom to make missiles, he already prepared his
armies.
And it forced so that the battle was won long time.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. And I told you, I never support anyone who's not going to win. And I'm not there always there to shout that I encourage you. I must support when victory is on a sure deal. That's why I don't support any football team. I don't want things to put me on tension, and I'm not sure whether we shall win or not. But when I saw God, he already overcame. I'm seated right there. He is the only one I support. I hear Arsenal is playing. Whether they will win or not, I'm not on such things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't support when I'm not sure we are going to win. My heart is on one thing. I support one person. That is God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are the only victors.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You support people, put your attention upon you. I support the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
to prepare them for the day of the battle. And we see here in Luke, he warned you in Luke.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
you have to look on the army on his side, and you prepare when it is early. Luke 14.
Olunyiriri olwasatu mwalumu
verse 31.
Luka esula ya kumi na nya, nolu njiriruwa satumulomu. Obaka baka chibu haba ngagenda kulutalo, okuluwana ne kabaka omulala, atasoka kutula, natese bigambo. Obanga anayiza, naka kumi okusinkana noli amujira, nobu kumi obubiri.
You've
heard very well.
You kira mukama jani ba mara yikan kumi na kumi.
God casts thousands of angels
from the
Jerusalem city of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yet even the
stars, there are also armies reserved.
Kati sitani neba ne.
Now the devil and his colleagues.
Na ba vamo ba ntrawa yikan.
They from the humanity who joined.
Mani susi ne mumanya kumajeka.
You would have first known of these armies.
Ne mutarumba.
And you don't attack.
Ne mutabagana ne umusajio.
And you reconcile with this man before he comes back.
That
the devil can no more reconcile with him.
So,
he was already condemned and judged. According to John 16, verse 5 to down, this one was already sentenced. Even with the angels chased out of heaven. And they all were fallen in hell. They already condemned. You on planet Earth, you alone can look on this army. And you see the ones the devil has. And all of them are even sick. A person in hell being beaten. I don't know whether they will get the strength to fight again. If you see the side is bad, and you look at the Lord and his army, and you reconcile with him before he comes back.
Luke 14:32. Obanga siwe chitio, olibu aba achari wala nyo, atuma ababaka, nasaba ebiyo kutabagana.
You send a delegation.
Omoyo mutuku funtasa.
The Holy Spirit save me.
Gamba Yesu njagala tabagana ne
I want to reconcile with him when it's holy.
Mwemwe naba malaika.
All of you angels.
Mutugambire mukama
Yesu. The Master Jesus.
Sasigana kubera kusaidia
sita. I'm not going to be on the side of the devil.
Njagala kutabagana naye.
I want to reconcile with him.
Njagala tabagane mukama
Yesu. I want to reconcile with the Master.
Atana naba kujja kubanga ye mukama
oweje. He comes for is the Lord of hosts.
Mama imunyenyezo na majege.
All his taza is armies. And me here, in serving him, I have much boldness, for our armies are much.
Amen.
Sometimes I sit down and I think,
and
I don't know who can even touch me, for the armies are numerous we have. They on our side are very numerous, more than the ones in the world.
This
is 1 Kings, chapter 6.
And
Elisha, the Spirit is within him saying, they on our side, they are many than the ones in the world.
All
the stars had been counted on this on the war. All them are armies. But the same kingdom, within it were put a prison. Within the kingdom of the stars, the bottomless
pit
of hell, which we are heading to see right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
in Job 38,
he
first asks you this question. This question
is
going to be answered this day as we reveal the secrets in the body of Christ right from planet Earth, which stretches through the entire heavens, reaching the third heaven. Praise Jesus. Job 38, this question is being answered. And strengthen yourself for these questions. When you prove yourself in full knowledge, they will be asked to you on that day when you will be sent. We shall not accept you to serve in the name of full knowledge when you have not answered these questions.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's not us who will ask you. He's the Lord of hosts. For he's been teaching you. And there's no child who is promoted to take them out of the world when they have not given exams. To go serve his people. When he's not asked you these questions that you answer them. We began from one. The foundations of the earth
were there,
and the earth was measured on one. It will be asked you on that day. And
if
you say God has sent me, in
this,
we shall put questions for you there. The world was measured on what?
Or
you can ask a question. Explain what is the earth. That is far deeper.
anti ugambi mukama yakutumye
akakasira ojudde bulungi full of knowledge
uyinza ulira full knowledge norozo ogera zanjira
zanjira full knowledge and you think you're going to just be joking within it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kale katubula benga tubikula magombe.
Now let's see as we reveal hell.
Erekomera lya katona masibire myoyo mije.
When he imprisons rebellious spirits.
Eranga gwebunya obutakoma.
And that's the bottomless pit.
Yes, he was
raised. Praise Jesus so much.
Yobu tuli mwasa tumunana.
We are in Job 38.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Paka 18.
Unto 18.
Yobu esula ya 38 olunyira 17. Enzigi z'okufa zaali zikubikuliddwa oba wali olabye enzigi ez'ekisiikirizo ekyokufa wali otegedde ensi bw'eri engazi yatula obanga obimanyi byonna
wali obikuliddwa ku nzigi z'okufa enzigi z'amagombe,
the gates of hell,
eri ekisiikirize ky'okufa,
where the shadow of death is.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenda kuba tubikula.
We are going to be revealing that.
Bikwatagana okufa n'amagombe.
Concerning death and hell.
Eranga gana magombe.
And this hell.
Gasingani wa mbaka baka obwemunye.
They are found in the kingdom of the stars.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda ko kubanga tubikula.
That's what we are going to reveal it.
Emirundi mingi.
Many times.
Ebyawandiikibwa bino osingana mu Bible ezimu tebiriimu.
Scriptures we find in some Bibles when they're not there.
Naddala ebyogera ku magombe.
Most of them speaking of hell.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kale n'olwekyo.
Now because of that.
Kituva tugenze tubikulirwe.
That's why we're going to be revealed.
Obadde oyinza okubalowooza.
Perhaps you've been thinking.
Nti amagombe oba gali mu ttaka.
That maybe hell is in the ground.
Oba gali ludda wa.
Whether it is where.
Naye olwaleero ogenda kitegeera.
But you're going to know it.
Nagasingani wa Bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
That they are found in the kingdom of the stars.
Era ng'omala fulumamu mu nsi
yaffe. And you first stretch out of planet Earth.
N'ofulumamu n'okwata mu maserengeta.
And you head to the south.
Okusobola okusiŋŋaana magomba.
To be able to find hell.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Gasiŋŋaani wa mu kitundu kino
ekyemu. They are found in that portion down there.
Gamanyiddwa nga amagombe.
They are known as hell.
Ekkomera lya Katonda.
Bottomless pit.
Oba obunnyo
obutakoma. Or the prison of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
We
are going to be seeing it. And you're going to be knowing.
Satan
is the devil the one leading it?
Or
there is an angel who is the head there?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Who
are the ones working there? Are they demons of the devil? Or they are angels of the Lord? But the question. Oh. To give you wisdom. There is no prison on this earth when it is led by a thief. Now, if hell is the prison of God, you cannot hand it over to a thief, the devil. You can imprison all the thieves and let them free. Now the one who deceived you, that the devil leads
him,
he is a devil himself rather.
He
is the one who brought that deception, that he may draw you to know and to think that is the one who is leading hell. I don't know how you dare get a prison of the thieves and
you think
now a fellow thief be the one to lead it.
Asobola okutaba bibonna.
He can set all the thieves free.
Oba ne befuula.
Or they will pretend.
Nga batoloka ekiro kyonna ne bakola emize.
They escape all night that they do evil things.
Sana ne bakomawo ne babeera.
And then they get back to together within the prison.
Kyovula abantu balina ebirowoozo ebigamba.
That's why people have fault saying.
Nti emizimu givaayo emagombe.
That demons come from hell.
Kati munokole bw'oba obuulira bw'oti.
If a born again free like that.
Lekera awo eby'okubuulira bive.
Stop preaching and abandon preaching.
Oba olaze abantu.
For you've shown people.
Nti amagombe osobola okuddukayo.
You can run from hell.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye tugenda kulaba amagombe wa gasinga.
We're going to find where hell is found.
Era n'okumanya.
And to know.
Bani abagakolamu.
Who are the ones working within it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenda biyisa mu bufunze.
We are going to pass briefly within them.
Okusooka mu byonna.
First and foremost.
Amagombe gamanyiddwa ng'ekkomera lya Katonda.
Hell is known as the prison of God.
Okusinziira mu Peter kisooka.
According to 1 Peter.
Peter kisooka sura ya 3.
1 Peter chapter 3.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Paka 2 mulumu.
And 21.
Kaba tusomereko.
Let's read there.
Tugenda kuba tulaba amagombe gasinganyi bwawa.
See where hell is found.
Era lwaki gamanyiddwa ng'ekkomera lya Katonda.
Why is it known as the prison of God?
Peter.
First Peter Chapter
3.
Verse 17.
First
Peter 3, verse 17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi, Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe. Mu kubonyaabonyezebwa nga mukola obulungi, okusinga nga mukola obubi. Kubanga ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu, olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleete eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda okugumikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira ennaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Akugamba.
He is telling you.
Yesu Kristo wano tumulaba nga afudde.
That we see Jesus dead on the planet Earth.
Wali yali ayingidde amagomba
ati. He had rather went ahead into hell.
Okubuulira ab'emirembe gya Nuuwa.
To preach to the people of the generation of Noah.
Mu Lubiribiri essuula ey'omukaaga.
In Genesis chapter 6.
Ey'omusanvu n'ey'omunaana.
7 and 8.
Nti emyoyo egyo gyonna.
That all those spirits.
Egyali mu mulembe ogwo gw'ensi.
In that generation in this Earth.
Baawonyaako abantu munaana bokka.
Only 8 people were saved among them.
Abasigadde bonna n'abateeka mu
All the rest we are put in the prison. That is hell. Or the bottomless pit.
When
Jesus went there 3 days.
He
was there preaching to them.
They
were able to get out, they got out. They will refuse to remain there. And they will not be saved.
For
we can no more crucify Christ in the world.
And
he's no more going back to hell.
He's
going to come back to where it is present. And he comes for the righteous.
He went
to the prison of God.
Where
he imprisoned rebellious spirits. And that is
hell.
But I want to tell you. You cannot run from hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
the Lord says.
That
he cannot shut it.
And
anyone opens. Haven't you read of it? When he
closes,
no one opens.
And
when he opens, no one closes for
you. When
he opens the door of heaven,
no yingira,
and you enter there,
no
one can come to grab you out of
there.
If he closes you in hell, no one will get you out of
there.
You know you are always on the doors of money, and you,
when
he opens the doors of money, no one closes it. And when he closes
there,
no one opens for
them.
You think of it in that angle, on only money.
But
when
he
shuts you in hell, no one comes for you out of there. You are
thinking
in the angles of man and things which are physical. Truly it's
right.
But that scripture is far broader than the people of it. And it stretches deeper in understanding.
So we don't
know where hell is. These are what I wanted you to first know of it.
Bible
shows in Job 11. Verse 10
unto
11.
Yobu esula ya kumi neemu noru njiri wa kumi.
Job 11 from verse 10.
Wanaitamu nasiba abantu. Nabaita okujia okusalirwa omusango. Kala ania yiza okumuziiza. Kubanga amanya abantu abataliiko kibagasa. Era alaba n'obutali butuukirivu newankubadde nga tabulowooza.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen carefully.
Bw'ayitamu n'akwata omuntu n'amusiba.
When he comes and confines
tewali amuziiza.
No one can hinder him.
Waliwo yali alemedde omwoyo gwe.
Is there anyone who has ever resisted his spirit?
Bw'ayitamu n'agutwala ogusiba.
When he passes and takes the spirit to be present,
teriamulemesa.
No one hinders and stops him.
Kubanga alaba abantu abatagasa
mu nsi. He sees people who are meaningless and useless in the world.
Now
he has to take them in the prison. And what
surprised me?
Hell is part of the body of Christ.
When you
found the kingdom of the stars, we
don't
discover more about it.
When you
get to Job 11,
and verse
10,
unto
11.
Job 11,
verse 10.
Bw'anaayitamu n'asiba abantu. N'abayita okujja okusalirwa omusango. Kale ani ayinza okumuziyiza? Kubanga amanyi abantu abataliiko kye bagasa.
Amanyi bulungi.
He knows very well.
Abantu abatalina makulu.
People who are worthless.
Nga gw'oweddemu ensa mu maaso ge tokyagasa.
And within you, you are no more having any worth before him. tokyasobola kubalayo wadde ekibala ekyomwoyo ekitukuvu of the spirit.
Yesu
yebazibu
kati n'amanya ono takyagasa
ye tumutwale mugeena tumusibireyoyesu yebazibu
kakati amagombe gano
olw'okuba
gamanyiddwa ng'obunya
obutakoma
bayibuli yetulaga nti gasiŋŋaanibwa mu bwakabaka
bwemunyeeyesu
yebazibu kubanga yesu bwe yali
agagendamu
bayibuli eraga
nti
ekizikiza kyakwataate tewali walala kizikiza we
kivaekisobola
osalako ensi ng'obudde
bwamisanaokujjako
nga ekizikiza ekiva mu
bunya obutatugenze
mu kubikulwa mwenda tutandise noonya olusooka
Revelations 9 from verse 1
kubikulwa essula y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olusooka malayika owokutaano n'afuuwa ne ndaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi n'aweebwa ekisuunzo ky'obunnya obutakoma
yesu
yebazibu
nti ekkondeere lya malayika
owokutaano
bwe yaduumira
n'alaba
emmunyeenye ng'eva mu
ggulu
n'aweebwa
ekisumuzo
ky'obunnya
obutakoma
lwaki bamuyise munyenye ate n'aweebwa yandigambye
n'eweebwa
naye n'aweebwa
ono
malayika
okusinziira
ku bikulu abiri
onya
olusooka
paka
olw'okutaano ti nendaba malayika ow'obunnya
obutakoma
ng'alina olujegere olunene
n'aweebwa
ekisumuzo
ky'obunya obutakoma
yesu
yebazibu
aba malayika
wabula
batera omumulagambo kyama
kyemmunyee
olw'okuba baatondebwa ku lunaku
luno
twabirabyeko
mu
yobu 38:7
baabatonda
olunaku
lumuera
malayika asobola okubeera mu kwengula
ng'emmunyeenye
kyova olaba tulowooza nti emmunyeenye yawerekera
abagezigezi
mu matayo eri essuula
ey'okubiri
yali malayika nga yabakulembeddemu wabula nga yeefudde emmunyeenye mu bwengula
muliatambula
nabo
kyova
olaba bakyamamu ewalala
n'ababulako
we bagende wakabaka ono
wakerudeyesu
yebazibu so mu bino byonna
booluganda
malayika ono tuzeemu kubikula mwenda bw'abikula obunya
obutakoma
kino kyekyaliyo
era
kino
kyekyavaamu
kubikula essula ya mwenda n'olunyiri lwakubiri n'asumuula obunya obutakoma n'omukka ne guva mu bunya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya
nti bwe baggulawo obunnya obutakoma
ekkomera
lya katonda amagombe
muvaamu
ekizikiza
kinene
era bwe tunaaba tutuuse okulaba ebibonerezo ebeera
emagombe
waliyo omukka omuddugavu gutambula
ng'ekisenge
era eguba gukuyitako gukusalasala feesi
yonna
gubeeramu okubalagala kulinga olaba kamulali bwe bayiye mu
maaso
yesu
yebazibu
kusalasala obugiyita wenna
wenna naye
nga kiyitamu kizikiza yesu
yebazibu
ekizikiza ekikutte
zikiziga
walaba mu lubereberye essuula esooka
olusooka
n'olwokubiriekizikiza ekyo ekyali kikutte ku ngulu ku buziba
ekisinga
kyonna kyakuŋŋanyizibwa mu magombe
gano
yesu yebazibu kyali kikutte nga kinene
nnyo
kati bw'okulaba amagombe
enjuba
eba erina okuzikira
sigamba
nti yennyini
ezikira
wabula kwe kugamba ekizikiza kiba kimaze okubuna
wonnaawonekiba
nga kiziiziza fufuna
omusanaomwezi
guba tegukyayaga kubanga amagombe babeera
bagaguddeyesu
yebazibu kivula bagasiŋŋana mu bwakabaka bwemu obw'enjuba
n'omwezi
yesu yebazibu kale mu ekyo kyova olaba nti oba baakugambye nti yesu yali agenze mu
kkomera
yali agenze mu bunya
obutakoma
kubanga bwe yawaayo omwoyo
okumala
essaawa ssatu
ekizikiza
kyali
kikuva
ku ssaawa mukaaga
mpaka
ku ssaawa mwenda
tugenze
mu Luka
Awo obudde bwali butuuse essaawa nga mukaaga, ne waba ekizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa mwenda. Enjuba obutayaka, n'ejjiji ery'omu yeekaawu ne liyulikamu wakati. Awo Yesu n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene nga n'agamba nti, Kitange, nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo.
Yesu yebazibwe. Okuva ssaawa mukaaga.
Right from midday.
Paka ssaawa mwenda.
Reaching three in the evening.
Amagombe gaggulawo ne galisibinga Kristo.
Opened and received Christ.
Okugenda mu kkomera okubuulira emyoyo gy'omulembe gwa Noa.
To the prison to preach the souls of Noah.
Bye twawulidde mu Peter
ekisooka. Which we heard in 1 Peter 3.
Esula ey'okusatu.
Verse
17 paka
21.
Okulaba ekizikiza ku ssaawa mukaaga.
Seeing darkness at midday.
Kyali kimaze okulaga.
It had already shone.
Obunnya obutakoma bwali buguddewo.
The bottomless pit had opened.
Bwe buggulawo.
When it opens.
Ekizikiza kingi kivaayo.
The darkness in it comes out.
Era ky'obulaba bamalayika b'emagombe betugenda okulaba.
That's where the angels of hell we are going to see.
Bwe bakutwala okukusuulayo.
They take you to cast you down there.
Tebaggulirawo ddala.
They don't open it.
Wabeerawo okugula ku speedy. Ne waddawo mulundi
gumu. Opens it so speedily and it closes immediate.
Tewatwala ssaawa nnyingi.
It doesn't take time much.
Nyinza n'okuba ng'alota ng'ato sibidde
magombe. You may feel like even dreaming when you've ended up in hell.
Wekanga wekanzi.
Just find yourself you're within there.
Natuuse ddiwa.
I've really reached. When did I reach here?
Era tugenda kula ku bamalayika bano abakutwala.
The of the angels who take you.
Ne mutera okuyita kibunoomu.
The ones you call the shooting star.
Batambulira ku speed.
They walk at a very high speed like a light.
Ng'era ekirooto bwe kibeera oba okuwulira.
Just like a dream or a vision happens.
Agenda omutunulako bw'oti ng'asaze ali wala.
He gets you and crossed into hell, he's entered.
Mutera mmulaba ng'abulirayo
bwe kibeera. You see him disappearing a shooting star like that.
Babeera ku speed.
They had a very high speed.
Kubanga obeera oli kasasiro nga tokyalina makulu.
Mumaaso ga Katonda.
Nga bwe yakugambye nti asooka kulaba abatagasa mu nsi muno
n'abajja.
N'abasuula mu geyena
n'abasibirayo.
Ne balyoka balaba ebibonyoobonyo ebisinga
obungi.
Jjukira tulaba lugendo lwa ggulu.
Naye
nga tutuuse mu bwakabaka
bw'omunyeenye.
Tulaba amagombe yogasiŋŋaanibwa. Yesu yebazibwe. So kuva ku ssaawa ezo omukaaga. Paka ssaawa mwenda. Butereevu Mukama waffe yali amaze.
The master.
Bamaze okukomandinga amagombe agende yabuulira enjiri.
Jesus that opened hell for him to
enter. Kuva ku mulembe gwa Noa.
From the days of Noah they were there.
Tebakulimba nti Katonda tasobola kubasuula mu
mukeera. The light that God cannot cast you in hell.
Asobola okukwata omulembe mulamba n'agusuulayo.
He can cast the entire generation there.
Temulaba nga muli olwayo ku nsi tulinga billions.
Don't you see we are close to 8 billion?
N'obutondo obugwamu.
8 point something billion.
Ayinza okuwonyaako abantu 8 kw'abantu. Mwenna abasigadde n'abateekayo.
And the rest are put in hell.
Nga bwe kyali ku mulembe gwa Noa.
Like it was the days of Noah.
Kubeera ensi lwe yasooka okujjula abantu.
That's the times when the world first filled people.
Mulubiribire essuula ey'omukaaga.
Genesis chapter 6.
Ensi lwe yasooka okujjula abantu.
When people first filled the world.
Baali batusinga n'obungi.
They were even more than us.
Naye yawonyaako 8 bokka.
But it's only saved 8
among them. Abasigadde bonna n'abasuulayo.
The rest were cast in hell.
Kati abaabuulira nti Katonda tayinza zikiriza abantu be.
Who preached that God cannot destroy his people.
Nga yamaze okulaba nga togasa abagenda kuzikiriza.
Worthless he destroys you.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So kuva ku ssaawa mukaaga.
From midday.
Mukama waffe yali amaze okulabika.
The master had appeared.
Paka saa mwenda.
Unto three.
Amagombe gaali gamulindirira.
Hell had waited for him.
Si kugamba nti yali agenze kunyumirwa.
Not to say that he had gone to enjoy the.
Waliyo kibooko nyingi ze baamukubira magombe.
A lot of beatings were beaten in hell.
Nga bazimu ku balwaba abaaliyo be yali abuulira enjiri.
They were beaten on behalf of they were there.
Buli eyatuukanga nga kibooko bazikubaye.
Each one who chained and turned to him they were. These beatings
were given to Christ.
And he was able to bring them out.
But tunaba tugogerako mu kuzisiba bwako.
I'll just speak them in the detail.
Naye kati njya kuyitira mu buyitisi.
Right now I'm passing through briefly.
Esawa mukama waffe Yesu gyagenda okudda.
The time the master is
going to come. Zijja kuba saa mukaga ogw'emisana.
It will be exact midday.
Esawa ziyagenderako emagombe.
The time he went in within hell.
Okuva ku ezo esawa mukaga paka saa mwenda.
From midday to three.
Ensi eno ejja kuba erimu ekizikiza.
This planet there will be darkness within.
Era amagombe gajja kuba gaguddewo.
And hell would have been opened by then.
Abaliyo bonna bajja kuba litaano buli liiso lisobole omulaba.
All of them in hell will be brought on earth that every eye may see him.
Yekubikulirwemu musanvu.
That's Revelations 1:7.
Nti buli liiso lirina okumulaba.
Every eye must see him.
N'abaamufumita.
Even they will pierce him.
Abaliyo amagombe bonna bajja kuba.
All of them in hell will be dragged out.
Yesu mangu.
Go and see Jesus by force.
Now you will see
him when you're not going to go with him.
Mama finger,
and we are in the space going with him.
You
uncle, auntie, mother, I will leave you. I will not be on you anymore. I hear my wife and my God. I hear son.
I hear
in Christ and you're joking with
him.
We shall be ascending and we are leaving you here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I don't expect any one of you.
For
all of you, I want to see all of us going.
That is
what I'm trying to see come to pass.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are trying to bring the truth, that's why. Matthew 24. We want to see the day he is going to come back. As we move on to see hell. We see that it's falling the kingdom of the stars and the sun and the moon. They shoot the life that hell is in the ground on the planet. That's why where we take the bodies to bury them, those are graves. And when you find the Bible, most of the places they put grave, but there must be hell, not grave, or the bottomless pit, or the prison of God. Those are the right words. Now when you find the word grave, cancel grave and put hell. Don't become like one of the brethren who is being troubled by other spirits. When the devil sees that you become to get some little light, as if you're running from his other colleagues,
it
makes you do things you are not on the standards of God. And due to it, beats you down and you fall. You would have had a little light, but it's all being beaten off. They are advising him wrongly. You burn that Bible, for it is wrong. Let me give you one mystery about that thing. Our Master Jesus, when he came, in the Old Testament, we were added in many things. But Hebrews 8:7, if there was no mistake in the Old Testament, the New Testament would have been made. But because mistakes were found in there, that's why he brought the New Testament.
It never
burnt the Old Testament because it had mistakes. But it just made corrections. For example, Deuteronomy 24. You can write a divorce letter to a woman and you chase her. And they ask him, Matthew 19. He says, no.
I've
been through it in the beginning.
God created
one man and one woman.
Now you
rise to chase her. They asked him, why did Moses command
you?
Because it was the hardening of your hearts. He never burnt the Bible because of that. He just made a correction. That was a very big mistake. And you two never do that. Where you find the word ghost, spirit, cancel ghost and you write the word spirit. And it is done.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That you never wage war in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
corrected many things in the Bible. And the Old Testament were different. And the New Testament made corrections for him. Like what things to be eaten.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They were selling within the synagogue.
He
went making corrections.
But
we had added in the laws of men. Now because of that,
let's move on
and see the truth of the word. We're seeing the giant of heaven. Move to the Bible. That's why we studied. As we see the images, we study them right in the Bible.
Want
to move me, go see the things. As we study in the Bible, he wanted you to show you the life of the Bible. That it's living and whatever it speaks is existing. And to make these images is not to worship them, but to see the truth of the words in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we want to see here Matthew 24:29.
Naye amangu ago, oluvannyuma lw'ekibonyobonyo eky'omunnaku ezo, enjuba erifuuka ekizikiza.
Why will the sun get darkened?
For
hell will open again.
This
last time. It opened when Jesus was going there.
It's
to open when they are releasing them to come on the earth. They were within it.
But they're
going to be heading onto the something which is last. Judgment in the Jerusalem city of heaven.
That
they will be cast in the lake of fire. The lake of fire is totally different from hell.
The
lake of fire.
It's
in the Jerusalem city we're going to see it. In the Jerusalem city of heaven, in the center of it.
It
begins from the midst of the cherubim in the center where the altar of God is.
Ezekiel,
that is Ezekiel 10 speaking that.
And
he said, I'm going to gather you in the city,
Jerusalem,
in the Jerusalem of heaven,
and I
will rain fire upon you. Hebrews 12,
22,
he tells you,
we
welcome you in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven,
to
the chief judge.
That
word will be speaking on that day.
We
shall see when you reach there.
We are still
seeing hell, don't forget the bottomless pit, the prison of God.
There
is different from the lake of fire. When they cast
hell,
you are on remand. That they already condemned you, but we have not reached the day of sentencing you. Now you are right within there on remand until the day you will be sentenced officially.
From
which there among them who are going to judge. Have you forgotten that the saints have to be among them who are going to judge? And you see the one used to preach to and they are despising you. And you tell them, pass, go to the fire. When you feel hunger, you keep it to the Lord. On the day of judgment, He's going to restore all of it to you. For no one judges when they're not wild and hungered. For you'll be with your uncle or your grandmother or your son and you and refuse. You shouldn't smile on that day.
He's going
to give us anger and we're going to judge. Uncle, you tell him to pass in the fire. You never believe pass.
The
motherless love will cease to be then. Now, if you want to save your mother, or your brethren, or your uncle, or your auntie, your brother, your child, preach to them when there's still time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But on that day, there will not be mercy.
On
the day the master will come back,
it
will be midday. We don't know what year, what month, but the hour we know it's midday. And when
they
will come like a thief in the night,
it
will be midday and immediately will get dark because the polar spirit will be opened. The hell is found in the kingdom of the sun, the moon, and the stars. The whites have ever seen the thing, but they say they call it a black hole. They see that it swallows everything which passes by it. You cannot pass there and never swallow it when within this unrighteousness. It has a
magnet,
attracts everything as long as you dare pass its territory. If you dare pass that territory where it is found, there, it swallows within it at a very high speed. That's why when you reach there,
and they
never waste time to take you in and enter.
What are you receiving?
That they were
receiving.
As he points you there,
yeah,
he just follow you within. That's what the Bible says. That hell has opened wide. It's awaiting. As long as you reach there and they point you in the direction, it swallows you itself. Bring him here.
These
people have corrupted God for a long time. Remember we saw hell. And one of it, it's also
dark.
And it is made of
fire.
Hell is living.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we should
be as we move on brief.
Matthew 24, n'olunyiriri lwa makumi asatu.
Matthew 24 verse 30.
Katuddemu ko
ku lwa verse 29.
Naye amangu ago oluvannyuma lw'ekibonyoobonyo eky'omunnaku ezo, enjuba erifuuka ekizikiza n'omwezi tegulyolesa musana gwagwo, n'emmunyeenye zirigwa okuva mu ggulu n'amaanyi ag'omu ggulu galinyeenyezebwa.
Ekizikiza kijja kukwata,
darkness will capture over,
emmunyeenye zitandika okwambula omubiri gwazo,
will begin to unclothe their bodies,
enjuba nayo,
and the sun too,
eryoka esindika byonna ebyokulwanisa ku nsi.
Kati
abalima bali mu nsi.
Now people in the world,
simanyi bona abeerawo
n'obuoyina
okukola kwe kwangu tabagani mukama
waffeyesuobudde
bukyaliwo.
Ebintu
bino bwe nabanga mbiraba okomawo wano omutima gwonna nga
gulikukusinira
ku sipiidi gy'obirabirako
eriendiisa
ebeera ebiriko
ovaayo
nayo ng'okyagiina ne wano mu
mubiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
So
weegendereze ku
lunaku
osobole okubeeramu abo abagenda okusisinkana mukama.
Among them are going to meet the masterpiece on the door of heaven.
Tulioke tuyingira ate mukibuga
Yerusalemu. Jerusalem of heaven.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Bakati buli kimu akulagira wawe kiri.
Right now he shows you everything where it is.
Onabo yagala kugenda mugenda omanyine gye eri.
To go to hell, you know where it is.
Era olunaku lwovaamu omanya kati bantwala gindi.
Out, you know that they are taking me to this place.
Bwe banaakuggya mu mubiri
ogwo. When they'll get you out of the body.
Okusinira naye byonaabola byokola.
What you will be seeing, what you will be doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. So
mu kiseera ekyo
in that time,
amagombe gano nga gagudduwo,
hell has been opened,
waliyo amagye agabadde gakolerayo okumala emyaka egiwererako,
which have been working there for a couple of years,
gateekebwayo okuva ku lubiribirye
put there from the beginning,
from the beginning,
as heaven and earth was
created. Lwe batonda emmunyeenye,
the day they created the stars,
mu lubiribirye
in Genesis,
esula esooka nyole 14,
Genesis 1:14
paka 2
unto 20,
lwe lunaku lwe bateekawo bamalayika abakolayo,
the angels were put there working hell,
newankubadde okutandika okukola kwago,
even though they are beginning to work,
gatandika okukola ennyo ku mulembe gwa Noah.
They began to work so much in the days of Noah.
Lwegasooka okumira abantu bonna.
That's when they first swallowed a number of people.
Newawonawo 8 bokka mu nsi yonna.
Eight were saved in the entire world.
Olw'amataba ga Noah.
Because the floods of Noah.
Lwegasinga okukola ennyo.
That's where they first worked so much.
Mu mirembe giri gaakolamu katono.
In the other day they used to work a little.
Gasooka negamira Adamu awo.
They first swallowed Adam.
Tujja kumulabako mu biro
bye
yamalayo,
kubanga
Yesu bwe yajja n'agendayo olabanda
bakuki.
Adamu y'omu ku bantu abaasooka okukkiriza mukama
waffe
agenzeeyo ennaku zeyamalayo esatu n'asobola
okuvaayo.
Yaliyo ng'amulindiridde
okukola
era ng'asaba kitaffe
amutumeyo.
Ojja kulaba ku baavaayo n'abalemerayo
n'ensonga
ez'abalemezaayo, kubanga mu biro ebyo Sitaani yali yabalimbirayo. Amagombe gaali tegana kuweebwa buyinza okusiba Sitaani
mu
biro bya BC paka Yesu lwe yamala okufa n'azuukira n'asooka okweddiza ekisumuluzo ky'amagombe n'akiddiza malayika we magombe
ng'akitaddemu
obuyinza obusobola okusiba Sitaani ne bamalayika
be,
era okuva mu biro ebyo Sitaani gwe baasookerako okukwata osiba
ne
bamalayika abo abasinga obungi. Yesu yebazibwe.
Byonna
tugenda kuba twolekera okubirabako.
Kyandikugwanidde
olunaku olwokuna n'olwokutaano olubeerewo
ffe
tugenda yimiriramu
kubanga
bwe tuliyimirizaamu olugendo luwanvu emyaka musanvu tubiyita bintu
bitono.
Nze nange sirina sitowa gye mmanyi nti biri wano
semanyi
omwoyo yawandiikamu muli buli
kimu,
sirina nti mpulira omutwe
guzibwawebagwagala
kugwawoobungi bwabyo
mpulira
buwulizi mirembe nga njogera
wano.
Yesu yebazibwe. So n'olw'ensonga eyaba oluganda katugende tulabe ku bamalayika abakolayo okukakasa nti Sitaani si
yakolayo. Revelations
9.
Gone back to open hell.
You have
known where it is found. We want to open it.
And
we see who are responsible of this hell. Revelations
9
from verse 1.
Malayika owokutaano n'afuuwa, ne ndaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi. N'aweebwa ekisumuzo ky'obunnya obutakoma. N'asumuula obunnya obutakoma. N'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya. Ne mu mukka ne muva enzige ku nsi. Ne ziweebwa obuyinza ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa ez'omu nsi bwe zirina obuyinza. Ne zigambibwa obutayonoona muddo gwa nsi, newankubadde ekintu kyonna ekibisi, newankubadde omuti gwonna. Wabula abantu bokka abatalina kabonero ka Katonda ku byenyi byabwe. Ne ziweebwa obutabatta, wabula okubalumira emyezi etaano. N'okuluma kwazo kwali ng'okuluma kw'enjaba ey'obusagwa. Bweruma omuntu
bajja kubeera ano okumala emyezi
etaano
nga ffe tumaze okuyimusibwa
tugenze.
Amagombe gajja kuba gakola
wano
kubanga ajjukira mukama waffe lwagenda
okugenda
kubeeramu ababi abatannaloza ku
magombe
kati bagenda kugasumula bali abadde bakolayo
bawulidde
be bayita enzige mukyama
in the mystery.
Kubanga ekyo tulaba kyama
kyabamalayika
bakolayo.
Kubikulwa essula ya 9 n'olunyi lwa
6.
Ne mu nnaku ezo abantu balinoonya okufa so tebali kulaba n'akatono.
Malayika w'okufa ajja kubatakola.
The angel of death will not be working those days.
Yukira malayika w'okufa n'amagomba.
The angel of death and hell.
Babadde bakola babiri.
They have been working together.
Ng'omu ajjamu emyoyo mu mubiri.
And one grabs spirits from the body.
N'alaba emyononyi n'agiwa malayika w'emagomba.
And the evil gives it to the angel of hell.
Wano tewali avunaanyizibwa kufa okujja ku malayika w'okufa.
No one is responsible for death on earth except the angel of death.
Tetwogere okufa kw'omubiri.
When we speak the death of the body.
Tetwogedde kufa okw'omwoyo.
Not spoken of the spiritual death.
Okufa okw'omwoyo.
The spiritual death.
Tani yakuvunaanyizibwa.
The death is one responsible of it.
Yajja okutta okubba n'okuzikiriza.
To kill and to destroy.
Nga bwe yalimba Adamu n'amuviirako okufa.
Adam and he caused him to die.
Era ne kankana alimba abantu okubaviirako okufa okw'okubira ennyanja y'omuliro.
It's responsible to cause them to die.
Naye okufa okw'okuva mu mubiri.
But the death from the body.
Waliyo malayika akuvunaanyizibwa.
There is an angel responsible of it.
Kati ekiseera.
Now that time.
Ojja munoonya nga takyakola.
You look for him and he's no more working.
Ojja kugenda weetunge ku kiti.
You go and you pierce yourself on an
ekintu ekisongovu.
Obeere
kulinga tofa tova mu mubiri.
On it you're not dying.
Gwe mwennyini weekuleko
tuke. You yourself you get yourself off and you run.
Oba odduke n'ekyo ekiti kyo nga kikuli muli mu mutima.
Ate
olwana okyesikamu.
And you'll fight to pull it out of
yourself. Owulira obulumi bungi.
You feel the pain is too much.
Olabe ekiyinja nga kiva mu kwengula.
A rock coming from the space.
Ogambe kaneete ekewa n'olibanja
bunyebi. Yourself that is falls on you.
Kikuba enfinzi wano.
And beats me to die.
Kikuba oke bulungi wansi.
It will beat you, fall down flat.
Obeereyo nga tofa.
And you'll be there not dying.
Wabula ng'okaba mukaba.
But you are crying in pain.
Ng'osaba ate bakikuggyeko.
And you ask it to be taken off you.
Empewo eveyo ekiyiri.
And the wind will come blow it off you.
Osituka onduke.
And you arise and run again. The situation will be easy at all. What is in hell is not easy. What will happen on that day when it will be released is not easy.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus
so much.
Now, brethren, let's proceed on
here.
Or the angels who have been working in hell. Revelation 9:6.
N'ebifaananyi by'ensige byafaanana ng'embalaasi ezitegekeddwa olutalo. Ne ku mitwe gyabwe, ne ku mitwe gyazo, ng'engule ezifaanana nga zaabu.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen very carefully.
Teri nzige etuula ku ndogoyi.
There is no locust which sits on a dog, a horse.
Malayika bano.
But because these angels,
babeera nga bw'olaba enzige.
They appear like locusts.
Wali olabyeko ku nzige.
Have you ever seen a locust?
Ebeera kuno n'amaggwa
mangi. It has hooks upon its feet.
Kati malayika w'emagombe.
Now the angel,
abeera kuno n'amafumu.
He has spears upon his feet.
Ayinza okukuba omugere.
He can kick you.
Ne kukufumita kuba kuliko
amaggwa. And the spears penetrate within you because they have thorns upon them.
Kuno kubeerako masini kuno.
On their hands, their drills.
Nga bw'olaba ebigundi.
Like, I think of those locusts, how they appear on their hands. And they have hooks upon their legs. And things like drills upon them.
He just puts his hand upon your tongue and he cuts the tongue, finishing it in pieces. It finishes and it comes back. It's like they have hooks. All their hands have hooks upon them. Like a locust, how it appears. They are on their horses. And those horses have heads of a lion. A horse appears like that. Their appearance is a very threatening appearance. For in hell there shouldn't be joy there.
Kubikura esula ya mwenda nolunyirwa musanvu.
Revelations 9 verse 7.
Namaso gazo nga maso gabantu.
Iri face banga babanga aba abantu.
Their faces, they appear like human beings. Now don't feel they are locusts. These are angels working in hell. Their face is like of a human being, but of like a locust. Now the eyes are like of a human being, but they are very red.
Even
when you look at him, you don't know whether he sees you or not.
Revelations 9 verse
8.
They
have a very long hair.
Have you
ever seen locusts with hair? The others are angels of hell. You see that they have hair stretching down deep then. Down there. You may think they are even these demons.
Yes, you ever seen.
Praise Jesus. But they are angels. They work there. Revelations
9
verse
8.
Have you ever seen a horse with pointed tooth like that of a lion? We shall study them in Joel 2. They get you and they bite every skin off you. And they tear you like locusts will feed on a tree and finish it. They tear you, the skin you have, and they bite it off you and
destroy
it like a lion will tear its prey. And they tear the whole of you and remain without skin. And now it begins to blow fire upon you.
Remember
when you've teared skin off something and you pour fire upon it, the pain which is there, it is so much. Revelations
9
verse
9.
They have blessed place upon their chest and they are closed very well in the chest. For them they are not burnt by fire. Their horse, when it blows fire, it never burns them. The earth is not a lake of fire, but the horse is seated on is the one which sparks fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The horse is seated on. It passes fire. It blows fire on you. And it flows to the other end. And you think you are in the lake of fire already. Yet you are on a sample. I told you there you are on remand. They already condemned you, but they have no sentence. Just as you go in prison, I tell you,
he's on remand,
but you are there digging, and they beat you, yet you're on remand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What concerns the hell? Don't think you're going to run out of there. Like the that we saw demons coming out of hell. Those messages are deceitful. Hell is a prison you can't run out of there.
But
when we preach to people, hell is something like a funny structure where you can get there and run out there. Let us stop and abandon salvation. It has no importance then. If they too will run from there, you are like these artists who claim that they will urinate in hell.
mbwezikire
kati
mulokole bwoba ogamba nti emizimu giddukayo olinga jewo nti terikomera lya
myoyi
va mukwogera enjiri
yekifuulani
tuli mu kubikulwa essuula ya 9 n'olunyiriri lwa 9 era zaalira ebizibaawo ng'ebizibaawo eby'ekyuma n'eddoboozi ery'ebiwawaatiro byazo ng'eddoboozi ly'amagaali
babeera n'ebiwawaatiro nga
biwanvu
nga balina n'amagaali
emuwansi
abeera atudde ku mbalasi ye
ate
nga ne wansi erina
amagaali
basobola okuvuga eyo wansi
n'akuvugirako
amaze okwoja omuliro n'omunyiiza nnyo
n'awulira
nga tannakukuba
bulungi
n'aleeta amagaali
n'akuvugirako
avuga
bw'akomeri
wadda anti weewaana mbw'olina nnyo
effujjo kaakati
bakukuba eri ne bakusekula
bayibuli
kyeva egamba omusirusiru n'omukwata n'omuteeka mu
kiro n'omusekulamu nekasooli kasooli
agonda nga
yetagonza
kati ekinu kya mukama
ge
magombe
asekula
n'owulira
nga
naye bayibuli egamba
timulimu
abagenda ovayo ku lunaku luli bamuvume
lwaki
otubonyabonyeza
nnyo
kale nga babasekudde
naye
ngaera omusirusiru
n'omugamba
awo nga boolekeze mu nnyanja y'omuliro
abasaanuuse bakitegeere
eryo eddalu lijja tuggwamu
ate
no katonda ayogera
ebinnoolowoozi
katonda yaŋŋamba bwe yali ambikula olugendo
lweggulun'aŋŋamba
olaba olya n'omuggulu
naye
abantu bakuba mu ggulu ne mbagamba nti waliyo ensi
bandiwakanyakubanga
si gye bali
era
bwekityo bwe bali
nabo
kubanga tebali mu ggulu
bwe
mbagamba nti gyeriri
tebalowooza
yayongerako n'ebyokulabirako
nti
edda bwe twali nga tetumanyi
tewaliyo
amawanga
amalala
bwe watunulanga walabanga eggulu erikoma
n'obwongo
bwo nga bukufe olaba ensi gyekoma
eriggulu
toliraawo
eriserengeta
mbu twamala kutambulanga ne
tweyongeratugendolawo
ebintu byeyongerayo
netutuuka
ebikitegeera nti ebintu wamala tebikomaawo we
tubirowoolera
n'agamba naye kankano
kababikkulireyoke
tutegeere nti ebintu tebikomaano
ku nsiwebula
byeyongererayo
ddala
tuli mu kubikulwa essuula ey'omwenda n'olunyiri lwa 9 n'eddoboozi ery'ebiwaatiro byaso ng'eddoboozi ly'amagaali ery'embalaasi ennyingi nga zifubutuka okuyingira mu lutalo era zirina emikira egifaanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa
babeera n'emikira
n'endogoyi
embalaasi gy'olaba
horse you see
ebeera n'omukira eno gwanjaba
has a tail of a scorpion
kati bw'atuuka eri ng'ayagala byanjaba ekulumi
when he reaches there and wants the scorpion to bite he just stands himself
n'adda eriye n'asiitiriza
and he poses himself
ng'enjaba eriyo ekuliko
and the scorpion is biting you
okubakerere
you are shouting
bayita abasajja b'obusungu bwa katonda
men of the wrath of god
bwe baba kubonyaabonya
when they're
bawulira ate bulungi nga bwona omuntu bw'anaakunyiiza
kati
buli lw'omukuba owulira obusungu nga bukka oba owulira
bulungi
kati bakukuba nga
bwali
erya kati abantu bakola katonda effujjo bulijjo ku
nsikuna
tebamanyi kigenda mu maaso
n'obusungu
bwa mukama bufaanana
buti
tuli mu kubikulwa essuula ya 9 n'olunyiriri tuli mu lwa 10 era zirina emikira egifaanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa n'emimwa ne ku mikira gyazo mulimu obuyinza bwazo okulumira abantu emyezi etaano.
Ebibonerezo by'emagombe.
The tribulations of hell.
Bwe baba bakola ekibonerezo kimu.
Any punishment they give you.
Kimala emyezi etaano.
It takes 5 months.
Bwe banjaba nga ye yokuluma.
If it is a scorpion to be biting.
Kimala emyezi etaano.
It has to bite you for 5 months.
Okukyusa okudda ku kibonerezo ekirala.
To change to another punishment.
Myezi etaano etaano.
Five months.
Da kukirala
and it changes to another punishment.
Ate bo bennyini bakola ebibonerezo tebiggwaayo.
They themselves manufacture punishment they don't finish. Revelations 9:10.
Zirina kabaka wazo malaika owobunya obutakoma.
Malaika owobunya obutakoma.
The angel of the bottomless pit.
Yakulira geyena.
He's the one who leads the hell.
Erinnya lye.
His name.
Erinnya mu Lwebbulaniya Abaddoni. Ne mu Luyonaani alina erinnya Apolloni.
Erinnya tulina okukozesa ennyo Abaddon.
That name we use so much, Abaddon.
Abamu ne bagamba oba basinza Abaddon
eyo. Maybe those, that place they worship Abaddon. Abaddon. We don't worship Abaddon.
Abaddon malaika wa Mukama.
Abaddon is an angel of the Lord.
Akulira bamalaika abakola mu kkomera lye.
Angels work within his prison.
Era bwe twagala okusiba emyoyo emibi.
We want to imprison evil spirits. He is the one we send.
Malaika Abaddon ne jeri.
Abaddon and his army.
Kwate mizimu ejo
kusiba ku nyota. We want to imprison them in the bottomless pit.
Wanda tudali ntusaba.
Here we don't pray.
Siba.
I bind you. I bind you.
No,
we say,
Malaika Abaddon.
Prison those evil spirits.
For
we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
And
when say, I bind you, bind where? What? Bible told you one thing. What you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven.
Why in heaven?
For that's where angels minister to us are.
Now we are
on the part of binding this.
In
heaven, the others executed in the spiritual realm. Now because we know, we command them. That's why Bible says in Job, have you ever commanded the dawn?
And
the authority have to command.
Just
you can tell them do this as long as you get the word of God.
Like
in John 15 verse 7, that if you abide in me
and
my words abide within you,
ask
all you need to be given you. Now the angels of God, they fulfill the word of God. As long as you speak it and it's in the word of God, they are going to work upon it. Praise Jesus.
So malaika abakulira.
Now the angel leading them.
Bamuita malaika Abaddon.
So holy angel Abaddon.
Satan si akulira amagombe.
Satan is the one, not the one leading in hell.
Wabula malaika Abaddon.
But angel Abaddon.
Wenjegere.
Of the chains.
Kubikulire sura eyomukaga.
Revelation 6.
Olunyoro omusanvu olw'omunaana.
Verse 7 and 8.
Batambula ne malaika w'okufa.
They walk with the angel of death.
Era omu yakulembera mu munne.
And one of them leads the other.
Kubikulwa essula ya mukaaga n'olunyiri lwa musanvu.
Revelation 6 verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akookuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba era laba, embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa. Ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen very carefully.
Waliwo ali ku ndogo eya kyenvu.
There is the one on a red horse or yellow horse.
Ono ye kufa.
That one is the angel of death.
Arabikako bulungi.
He looks a bit good.
Lwaki arabika bwati?
Why does he look like that?
Kubanga anona abantu ba mirundi ebi.
For he comes for two types of people.
Anona abatukuvu.
He comes for the righteous.
Okubajja mu mubiri.
To get them out of the body.
Anona n'ababi.
And he comes for the evil.
Okubajja mu mubiri.
To get them out of the body.
Wabula.
But.
Ayita ne magombe.
He passes with hell.
Singa kusingana nga oli mubi.
If they find you when you are evil.
Toli mutukirivu.
You are not righteous.
Akuwa magombe.
He hands you over to the angel of hell.
Naga muntu ali.
And he tells him, take him for me.
Wabula kubaita magombe.
But the one called hell.
Ye malaika Abaddon.
Is angel Abaddon.
Ne banne bakola nabo.
With his colleagues he works with.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Kati malaika okufa aba kujje mu.
When the age of death gets you out of the body.
Na wangulo okufa.
And you overcame death.
Wazali bomulundi
okukubira. You got born again.
Wawebo mbire okufa.
You are given a body from heaven.
Akwa malaika Michael.
He hands you over to angel Michael.
Ne malaika Gabriel.
And angel Gabriel.
Babira ku ndogo enjeru ne
myo. They are on the white and the red horses.
Bali one.
They are here.
Oh no.
That one.
Ne bana bali ku njeru.
And the ones on the white horses.
Sobolo okulabira ku kiri.
You can see on the other one.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
says in Luke, let's go there. We want to see that when you die, you'll get out of the body.
Yes,
onto this, or right as Jesus calls that person sleeping.
Or
when you get out, when you are like Lazarus, they hand you over to angels.
Michael,
or angel Gabriel, or the angel of fire, the one who took Elijah, and
they
take him in the Jerusalem city of heaven. Let's read.
Tuli mu Luka esura ya 16 n'olunyiri lwa 19.
Luke 16 verse 19.
Awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyuka bulijjo mu kwesiima. Era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo eyagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe eyali awumusewumuse amabwa nga yeegomba okukuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga. Era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwage. Awo olwatuuka omwavu n'afa. N'asitulibwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
Bosom
of Abraham.
Kufa malayika okufa balina okubaawo.
The angel of death has to be present.
Niwe owulira kufa.
Anytime you hear death.
Yes,
he
was him.
Praise Jesus.
Aba
he is there.
But
when he gets you out of the body, he hands you over to who? When he finds you in your righteous, you can be like Stephen in Acts 7. You can't even feel any pain. You are very joyful where you're going.
Or
when the angel of death stands before you and you've been righteous, you can't feel the pain of death. It is taken away from you. But what takes away the pain?
When
you see there is the angel Gabriel on his red horse, and
there
is also Michael on the white horse. So the angel on the horse of fire. Now you see, they who have come for you are peaceful. But the problem, if you see the angel of death has come before you,
and
behind him you see Abaddon the way he appears, you begin to shout, "You may leave me alone, I am not going anywhere." And you're resisting not to get out of the body. And others even do poop upon themselves. And the susu. The situation has gotten wild.
The
angel you see was come for you behind.
All these
appearances already began to experience the pain.
You
begin to see things in hell.
You find
the different kind of pains.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the truth is this. If you are righteous,
they
hand you over the hands. Angel Michael. Or angel Gabriel. Or the angel of fire. And they take you to the Jerusalem of heaven. You don't go via a rope. When we reach the door of heaven, we shall be seeing. They will release a message that you will pass via a rope. That is not true.
Give me
a scripture proving you pass via a rope. I'll give you scriptures proving that the angel is the one taking
you.
The one taking you to hell, an angel takes them there. The one taking you to heaven, there are angels too taking them there. The truth is this. Most of the films I've seen in Nigeria,
they show
that the devil drags you, taking you to hell. Yet he too was dragged in Revelation 20. The same angel Abaddon,
he
bound him with a chain and dragged him.
Now
he reaches there and he comes back again for the people.
Oh, Jezebel,
the one in his mission.
Jezebel
and the fallen angels, they're moving, deceiving the world. The situation of the gospel is missing many things, and within it there is a lot of deception. We need to sit under the castles of God's
word,
and he tells us how things are. There is no rope you pass via when you go to heaven. If you are holy,
but
when you get off the world you've already overcome, you don't need to pass through a rope when you hurl your burdens again.
that I have burdens carrying them, and I may fall with them on the rope. Paul released the message and said that in heaven there are funny structures. Now they will never work so much righteousness. That's where you reside in heaven. Now you begin to claim, let me do some evil things. As long as I got saved a little, though I don't get so righteous, at least I'll be in the funny structures as long as I'm in heaven. Bible says,
I will
come here in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which God built. The other is a city that is no village. The other, God built it long time, it was finished. Jesus speaks in John 14. I'm going to my father's house, there are many mansions. If it wasn't there, I wouldn't have told. What means Jesus living here? If they were already there. Now another tells you that anytime you minister here, they put a brick upon your structure. That is where I know where they're still building. It's under the sea. You read Ezekiel 27. That's where they are still building up to today. Jezebel seated there. And with the fallen angels. The ones we call as aliens. They will appear in America. England. China. Japan and many other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I want to make you know the truth. When you're being taken in hell, the angel of hell, you've heard him. There is no devil leading in hell. And the other, you cannot get out of hell and you come back here. The other is a prison.
Message
messages were released saying, I saw demons coming from hell, coming on earth to attack it.
Kati,
and the other, and they said, I met Satan's demons and they are beating people in hell. Now the question is, who are the demons of the devil?
It means
when you fall in hell, you reach there and you become someone and you're beating the new ones who are getting in there. Things which are in the gospel. The devil sent a counterfeit gospel.
Kubanga Bible
speaks of them. Second Corinthians 11.
From
verse 13 unto 14. They pretend to be angels of light. And they pretend to preach righteousness. They pretend to be as if in the Bible. Yet they have given you poison still.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
I wanted to tell you that hell, Satan is not the one leading
you.
You cannot escape from there. The demons came from hell. After we see hell, you're going to see the principalities, the fallen angels. They will make themselves demons of the clans. Everyone who dies and they are not righteous, the fallen angels clothe their
image
and they appear to you in a dream, and they even come on the head and they speak like your grandfather, my grandchild. That's why even if a young child dies, when they come on someone's
head,
you call it a grandfather. You call it child. They beat you, who are you calling child? They are not that the dead have come back. The fallen angels are the one confusing us. And they have confused the world for a long time. But I want to tell you,
the season
of revealing what we did
already arrived.
Amen.
In the name of Master Jesus.
Amen.
We're moving on to
see
Luke is first going to reveal us. You cannot get out of hell as long as you fall in there. Luke
esula ya 16 n'olunyiriri lwa 22.
Luke 16 verse 22.
Awo lwatuuka omwavu n'afa n'asitulibwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa nayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mu kulumizibwa.
Kakati buliriza.
Now listen.
Bw'ofa wano,
when you die here,
bano baziika omubiri,
here they bury the body.
You, your spirit, is given the angel of death giving it to hell and takes it in a prison. Angel Abaddon, you know him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati ogendo kuyimusa ogendo okudda moto okutanya nokuzibula.
Time you open your eyes, Orieri, you are in hell.
Tuvuya tukenda bana bako batambula speed
ngachivuno. They walk at a very high speed.
Oyinza kwana okudda.
You may be seated there.
Mkutemya kwa lisongo Orieri.
Twink over now, you are in hell.
Bemuita chivuno omwa bako.
You want to call a shoot star which pass through the space.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
We are
to see many things.
We are going to see many things.
For it's a bit broad. We cannot finish with this, but we are going to pass through them.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Let's move on and see.
Luka Esula, Yakumi na Mukaga, Noli Yitukura Makumi Avidi Musatu.
Luke 16, verse 23.
Naimusa Masoge Magombe. Ngali mukulu misibwa. Nalengera Ibrahimu ne Lazaro ngali mu kifuba kye. Nayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti kitange Ibrahimu nsasira.
Yakajjukira nti kitaawe.
Just remember now that is his father.
Otume Lazaro anyike ensonda y'olunwerwe mu mazzi. Ampose was the ulimi lwange.
Jukira bano bali mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
Remember these are the Jerusalem city.
Eriye mike mirundi.
Where the living streams are.
Nebisukuru akatonda.
And the garden of God up there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let him give me of water.
You
have nothing like the Holy Spirit. You
can
flow in like streams of living waters.
Yes,
admire to get the Spirit of the Lord.
John chapter 7, 39,
37,
39.
He
flows
streams of living waters. He spoke of it of the Holy Spirit. Now, the one without the Spirit, you die of thirst
and
we in heaven, we don't need to go on the well. The Spirit is flowing
in us.
The Spirit flows wherever you are. I will make you feel the
heart
of heaven until you want to reach in there.
Wow, amen. Luka Esula Yakumi na Mukaga
Luke 16 verse 24.
Ampose was ulimi lwange kubanga numwa mu muliro guno.
Nakugambye tugenda kula ku malaika.
I told you we're going to see of an angel.
Abaddon
and his
engeri je bawanda mu muliro.
When it's part fire.
Nakuva mu bu.
And it comes from them.
Mukasera ako
in that time.
Omugagono ke yalimu.
When the rich man was in here. Yali
mukasera malaika ono nga muwandira
omuliro. The moment when the angel is passing fire upon him. They give you one angel and he gives you all the punishment. And they pay each one according to the things they did. If you are an adulteress, we are going to see the half serpent in their back. It comes out when it is one and it branches 3/8 out of itself.
Now
the one who is to commit adultery, they come past your parts. The one who was committing homosexuality, they committed homosexuality with you through to the mouth. The one who is to hear things, they blow your ears and they come like a balloon out. We are going to pass through brief what is in hell. Where is it? What is in there? Is it the one leading hell or not? You cannot run from hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And they shouldn't
deceive you. Demons, get out of
here.
The other principalities are in the space. We are going to see them. They have their base in the kingdom of the stars. And they have their base on the earth under the sea. In Atlantic Ocean. When we reach the
sea,
you're going to know everything where it is. And the Bible is the one going to show you the
thing.
This one is here. Even this one is here.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Those are the images you see. They just explain what the Bible is.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Let's move on with Luke.
Luke 16,
verse 25.
Na Ibrahimu na mugamba nti mwana wange, jukiranga wawebwanga ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo, era ne Lazaro bwatyo ebibi. Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gwe olumwa.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen carefully.
Jukiranga gwalyanga
ebyokumusa. Remember you ate your good things on the world.
N'osanyuka ne wera bira n'okunoonya Katonda.
You forgot to seek God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Tetuganye.
Yes, we have lived
the truth.
God gives you good things in the world.
But
we want in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Use
them we share with your brethren as you prepare for yourself life.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Malada,
not in growing proud.
No kunyomanga batalina.
Despise they who don't have.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We were
yes, God is the Savior he gave us.
You've
been eating, drinking his ass.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But they shouldn't take understanding out of
yes.
it.
And
you prepare you to prepare where you're going to get
but
next. Now the rich man, he forgot that they get to understand God. That's why I tell you, eating and enjoying in your life. Yet you are just finishing the life. Now Lazarus preserved and kept his life. Right now he has it in the fall.
Tuli mu Luke 16
verse 26.
Era ku ebyo byonna wakati waffe nammwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo.
Now
the problem which is
from Jerusalem
city where Abraham they were reaching where hell is found. This test there you see it
Ibrahim,
for Abraham
he went
to Jerusalem of heaven for he was seeking for it. Let's read the proof about that. I'm going to end on this proof. On the day of Thursday on the Friday we shall begin right from there.
We
see more concerning hell.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Let's
first get the truth is a different and that valley. I want you to understand.
That
just meditated about it. He was in hell in another position. No. He was in heaven, Jerusalem city. And the problem in hell, every day they show you the people in the city in heaven and you feel you're dying, you feel Lord I missed, and any time when they shame you
now I'm
in the city thank you for overcoming. You see your colleagues. The problem in hell, if you see your colleagues in good life, you are like a sick person so much, and if you are eating, rejoicing and moving, you may get hungered. I wish I was also alive. The pain rather gets more on you.
You may get hungered
of you are laughing. Of why they are laughing. I am sick
of
bedridden. They are laughing.
And
you begin to admire a hen walking. Look at the hen is walking. Even the worm is walking. Now the problem on hell, they always show people in heaven.
The
situation you are in is very bad.
Let's see
Abraham where he was. To be able to be a child
distance
the distance there is very big.
Hebrews 11:8.
Hebrews 11:8.
Olw'okukkiriza Ibrahimu bwe yayitibwa n'awulira n'okugenda n'agenda mu kifo kye yali agenda okuweebwa okuba obusika n'avaayo nga tamanyi gy'agenda. Olw'okukkiriza n'abeeranga omugenyi mu nsi eyasuubizibwa ng'etali yiye ng'asula mu weema wamu ne Isaaka ne Yakobo basika banne ab'okusuubizibwa okwo kubanga yalindirira ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba.
Ibrahim tumulaba mu lubereberye
12
yali naye ali anoonya kibuga
kiri
Katonda kye yazimba
which God built
kye yakuba
which he founded.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
It is to say, he never thought a city where a brick is just being put for him, which God had built and was finished.
Now,
you think to go where Abraham
went?
Don't think they are putting a brick for you right now. Yeah, they will bring a message and tell you, I found your house when weeds had grown within it. In which heaven do weeds grow?
The things we see
are not the standards of the wisdom of God.
Abraham
and God built it long time.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
It was the Jerusalem city of heaven. When we shall finish to see hell and the principalities, we shall go in the door of heaven.
See
how heaven appears circular
and
stretch through its north pole.
And
we get to the first heaven after which was first created, where the city of God
is.
This is what he first prepared.
That's
why it's called the first heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's what he was thinking for. And he was in a city. And he showed him his son who fell, the rich man. Bible says, Matthew 19,
the rich man it would be
very hard for them to enter the kingdom. You know why? Money has a number upon it. It has a price. But that number, there is a chief mark upon it, which is in the midst. The number 666. Money can draw you to the number 666. For it has a mark or a number. It has a mark.
It
troubles so much it speaks. They were here on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you see the seal of the devil.
We
saw of who is money. Where did he begin from? That's where money was made from. And they bewitched it,
spelled,
and they put every evil spell upon it. That's why it's called the root of evil. When you
touch it,
it can speak words to you.
You must have been filled
with the word of God, fight its word speaking to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But for that,
I've
shown you. Verse 14. Let's begin from verse 13.
Abibulania Esula. Hebrews 11 verse 13. Abo bonna baafiira mu kukkiriza nga tebaweereddwa ebyasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala.
Baalina kye baali balengera.
They were seeing something.
Ibrahim teyatuuka Kanani mu
mubiri. Abraham never reached Canaan in the flesh.
Yakobo teyatuuka.
Jacob never reached.
Isaac teyatuuka.
Isaac never reached.
Naye baalina gwe ate kye baali balengera ekisinga waabwe.
But they were foreseeing a city which is better than Canaan on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They're
seeing vision, seeing the city.
You're
going to serve Jacob.
And the
ladders are stretching from the Jerusalem city of heaven to earth. Genesis 28, verse 10. And they are coming down.
He
saw the city, Jacob. And he said, I have to enter that city. God was always a vision in the things to them. And the city was there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If you'll be
there,
we shall see the city together with you. Hebrews 11 verse 13.
Abafira mukukiriza nga tebaweereddwa ebyasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babira Musa era nga batulanga bagenyi era batambuze ku nsi.
This
world, they reach the time and they say we are not of this world. And then Philippians 3:20, our home is in heaven. And every time they are saluting Jerusalem and the angels, we are coming too.
But
a person of this earth in the church, church, you are here always beginning from America. I enter America in the name of Jesus. Why don't you enter Jerusalem in the name of Jesus? For America is very easy. You get the passport and the visa and
you are
in. But entering heaven is what I would have prayed that you earn more for it. This was a very easy thing. Going to China.
waneno London
London.
Saza busaza
you get passport and a visa and you go
there.
Give some money. But the door of heaven, they don't pay money there. Righteousness. Righteousness.
That if you
think money will make you pass there, get money here, give it to Caesar to get what he has for you. You go to America.
But the door of heaven,
heaven, there is no money to get you in there.
Tulime Ibrania esura ya 10 ne mulinyiro 14.
Hebrews 11 verse 14.
Kubanga abogera bwe batyo bole sanga banonya ensi eyobutaka. Era singa bajukira ensi eri gye bavaamu bandi badde ne banga okuddayo. Naye kaakano beegomba ensi esinga obulungi yeyomuggulu.
Ensi y'omuggulu.
The heavenly country.
Ibrani ya
12:22 says.
Tukwaniriza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekuŋŋaanira eddene ery'abamalayika.
The gathering of the angels.
N'abatukufu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Ati Ibrahimu.
Now Abraham.
Yali wano mu kibuga.
Was here in the city. And he's being seen and he sees the one in hell down in here. And he tells him, friend, between us and you there is a big distance. You cannot cross to these ends. Wait till we cannot there come down there. The rich man ends up by saying, at least send that they go to preach to my brethren and left in the world.
If
he wasn't on the world, hell is not in the world. It's out of the planet Earth. And if you could get out of hell,
you would
have run and come on people's
heads.
And he told them, my children, my brethren, wealth is not enough. Do, where I am is a bed
press.
Have you ever seen a demon tell you such words? These are principalities deceiving you. Your father in hell, they are
coming.
They can tell you, my child, the problem there. You get saved when it is
early.
But these are not for fathers. Father, if you know you left up when
you said
that, has been beaten, doesn't want you to go there. You wouldn't have come on the head and it tells you, the tree has passed through me where you buried me. You have come with it here that we get it out of you. These are fallen angels confusing you. We shall be seeing them. Now in the other time, we are going to begin right from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
May
God bless you. Thank you. Stand on your feet and pray. Pray God to save us from hell.
He
still gives us good things in the world. That we use them well. As it is written. In 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, the divine power of God gave us all we need for life and for godliness.
So we
use the world where he has given us
or
cars or houses or money.
That
we use them, we never forget to get back in heaven. May God bless you.
As you
raise your voice,
to
make some words the greater.
Told us
we must seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. The rest will be added on us. Tell him, Lord, I have taught your kingdom
and
I have wanted to know more of
this.
I pray you give me what I need in life that I may not make me get lost for the needs I need, but I will fight to reach home. Thank you, Jesus.
Mukama mwiza ibintu byonna tukwebaza sebo kabaka bakabaka olwakaseera kalungi kwotuwadde tukugulumiza nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kitaffe weebaleku eyasiima okutubikulira ebigambo bino kubanga kyawandikwa mu Matayo sura 4:25-27 nti ebigambo bino wabikisa abagezigezi n'abamalala ab'oku nsi naye n'obibikulira abo abakwagala kabaka bakabaka era abaana abato tukwebaza nti abaana abato be bantu abamaze okukakkana gy'oli bw'oyogerako mu Isaaya 28 onyola omwenda nti ani gw'oligiriza okumanya era ani gw'olitegeeza ebibuulirwa ababaliseyo amabeere era abo abakyayonka mukama bano be balokola abeewaddeyo okubeera ng'abaana abato tukugulumiza olw'ebigambo by'otubikulidde wayogera n'ogamba nti amatu gammwe ga mukisa okuwulira ebigambo by'obwakabaka buno kubanga bannabbi bangi abeegomba okubimanya n'okubiraba naye amaaso gammwe ga mukisa kubanga mubiraba kubanga era muwulira sebukabaka bakabaka tukwebaza otubikulidde bingi olunaku olwaleero otusomesezza era otuyigiriza otuukiriza Matayo esuula eyo eyomukaga onyolasatumu olumu paka asatumu olumu tiabamawanga bayanira ebintu bino amamotoka amayumba ebizimbe sente n'ebintu ebirala naye n'ogamba nti omanyinga naffe tubyetaaga wabula lisoka tunoonya obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu olwaleero tubikulidde amagombe n'ebiriyo byonna era otulaze ekibuga yerusaalemu nenge tunaagendayo tukwebaza kubanga ebyo byonna tubiikiriza mu mitima gyaffe kubanga okukkiriza kuba mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kya katonda nga bwe kyawandika mu baruumi esuula eryo ey'ekkumi onyula kkumi n'omusanvu tuwulidde ekigambo kyo era kankana mukama tulina obulamu bayibuli eyogedde mu yokaana 15:7 nti bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange nga biri mu mmwe musabe mu kyonna kye mwetaaga mukama nga tulina ebigambo bye tuwulidde olunaku olwa tujja mu maasogo okusaba otunyweze n'omwoyo omutukuvu kubanga baluumi essula 8:14 egambye abakulemberamu omwoyo wa katonda abo be baanabo mukama tusaba omwoyo omutukuvu akamulamu waffe mukama oyo ow'amaanyi okuwangula entalo ow'amaanyi okulumiriza ensi ekibi n'obutukuvu n'omusanvu okusomesa n'okutujjukiza ebigambo byetuwulidde aye kabakabakabaka yonna gye tugenda otutambulira tubeere bavumu mukama sebo kabakabakabaka nga tumaze okunyweza ekigambo ekyo leka omwoyo waakuze ekigambo ekyo muffe kubanga kyandikwa makolisa ekisokesula ey'okusatu tinze nasiga ekigambo kya katonda omulala n'afukirira naye katonda yaakuza mukama byetuwulidde omwoyo mutukuvu nyweze mu magezi g'abantu bano kubanga kyawandikwa makolisa ekisooka ekyokubira essula ey'okusatu kyomwoyo yawandiika ebigambo bino biwandiika mu magezi g'abantu bibeere musebe katonda ffe bayibulire n'abalala kubanga bebuli egamba bwe twawulira netukkiriza netutanula okwogera sebo kabakabakabaka aye katonda fumiza ebintu byonna tukwebaza olwekyo naye mukama mukaseera ke kamu nga waliwo abaamasaza abaagala okutulemesa okutuuka mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru emizimu emibi abayaaya abo basitaani ne bamalayika baabwe kyetuva tusindika ejjera malayika abalwanyi tusooka okuyita mu danyeri 12 bayibuli egambye danyeri 12 ti malayika omulangira wammwe ayimirewo abaana b'abantu mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma aye kabakabakabaka twaniza ejjera malayika malayika omulangira wa katonda mu bwengula bwaffe mu mirimu gyaffe mu maka gaffe mu bulamu bwaffe malayika oyitamu n'ekitala kya katonda otema enjegereza emizimu bamaleka basitaani abaagwa abadde batutambulirako abadde balondoola emirimu gyaffe abadde balondoola obulamu bwaffe osindikireko bayibuli ege mumatao 12 tosobola kuyingira mu nyumba ey'owamaanyi noonoona emirimu gye okujjako ngaosose n'omukwata n'omusiba kye tebatutumirako malayika abadooni owenjegere okubikulwa essula ey'abiri malayika abadooni kuka 9:11 asibe emizimu n'amaanyi gona ag'ekizikiza agabadde galumba tugwakulaka amazima agabadde gagala okusuula ekkanisa ya yesu malayika mayiko ng'ayitamu okufefeta emizimu okuginoonya wonna wekiba gyekwese obanga mu nsozi obanga mu biwonvu obanga mu bwengula mu bannabbi b'obulimba mu nzikiriza ez'obulimba malayika mayiko yitayo zaakaliya essula esooka olunyi olw'ekkumi n'olumu lugamba tinene babawesibana nga bagenda ofefeta amayembe akabadde gasuula abagolokosa okukwata amazima malayika mayiko ng'oyitamu yitamu yitamu mu bwengula yitamu mu nsozi yitamu biwonvu yitamu masereketa malayika abadooni goberera n'enjegera okusiba emizimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza akabadde galondoola abantu bakatonda akabadde gagala osuula ekkanisa mu nsi yonna malayika mayiko yitamu mu amerika yitamu mu afirika yitamu mu asia yitamu mu yurupu yitamu sebolo mu australia yitamu yitamu malayika mayiko abadooni owenjegere kwata emizimu bamalayika baagwa bateeke mubunya obutagoma okutuuka kunaku lw'omusango okutuuka yesu lwanadda aye kabakabakabaka kubanga mujjudya mukaaga ne bamalayika batakuma bitiba byabwe obakumira mu njegereza ekizikiza wansi okutuuka kunaku lw'omusango era malayika ow'omuliro malayika w'omuliro bayibuli ekwogeddeko mu ezekeri 10 tola omuliro mumasekati g'ekyoto ekiri mumasekati g'abakerubi mu kibuga yerusaalemi oyitamu omansire ku mizimu gyonna omansire ku byoto ebyabasitaani mansire ku ndwadde zabadde asindise mu baana ba katonda basobole okugenda mu bannabbi b'obulimba babafuura babawonya endwadde zonna zosebwe amaanyi g'ekizikiza obulimba obusamize obuleguze bw'obulimba mukama isemaleka w'omuliro okwokya ennimi z'abannabbi b'obulimba okwokya abasamize abalogo ennimi zaabwe ziveeko amaanyi g'ekizikiza emitwe gyabwe twokya emizimu twokya amaanyi g'ekizikiza malayika w'omuliro mansira omuliro ngaye mansira ku kibuga sodomu mansira ku nsozi kumisabo gonna ku masabo gonna ku madiini ag'ekizikiza ku bulimba bwonna yitamu malayika w'omuliro malayika w'omuliro yitamu mayiko n'ogoba mu bwengula bwonna era malayika mayiko ng'agenda bwata okulwana malayika abadooni yitamu malayika abadooni n'enjegerezo yitamu okwokya yitamu okusiba emizimu gitwale mbunya obutagoma okutuuka kunakula omusango tosumulula nate toleka toda sigalayo ng'olwana
Wana, Michael Dota, Dota, Abadon Dota, Wana, Wana Taro, Malaika Michael, Malaika Badoni Wegere, Malaika Omido, Muyoso Sure Kumihadam Munya and Omazinanduba, Okimi Okutuanga to Wangude, Nafotoka and Kira Malaika, Okimi Rapanga to Wangude, Sumura to Akatunda, Bakamu Sile, Bakamani Kiran to Arado, Bakakandode, Bakamoku and Meradua, Aikabaka, Sumuru Day, and Kiramaka Maruani, Nisumuru Day, and Asamuwa was Katunafu. Wherever I'm coming, I'm going to go to Maraika Kakano, tomorrow Maraika Kabudieri, Maraika Kabudieri, Obuka, Maraika Kabudieri, Abisua, Labisua, Kuna Musio Nango Rabuda, Erango Rane Taro, Itamuno Kwanisma Kwanisma Kakatuna, Itamuna Miro Tabio, Itamuna Kwanisma, Itamuna Kwanisma, Itamuna Kirio Wakabaka Wakatuna, Itamungo Runga and Tumajabatu, Maraika Kabudieri, Itamu, Maraika Okutesa, Oamizani. Oyabimo itamungo okabije kanisa ya Katonda kulemo kwetera kango chali mikono za watume kubanga okabije bonna ne wetera no mwe etaga abetaga emirimu abetaga kuonyezebwa abawonyezebwa endwadde abajibwa ko sirimu abajibwa ko kansa abajibwa ko kuremererwa abajibwa ko obutategera bonna malaika wali bimo itamungo opino ne twetaga mu kanisa muno ne mukuwereza Katonda okugabije bonna abatukuvu okwetera sio na malaika wa mizani itamungo kumya bintu bya abantu ba Katonda Malaika woku maya itamungo ya ulemi mwende kutabia mwendo O tujeke ndo wate zonange kanisa ya Yesu Tujizibwa sanyo Yesu liatua Singe sibwe gaba Tujizibwa ulemu nga Yesu wabu gaba Malaika woku maya Aya ulemi mwende kutabia mwendo O kuita mkumanya kutufuna Sumuda bantu baka tundo katule siona Malaika siringa bantu baka tundo nawe itamu Bible ya kuwagina kwa mwezeke ili ya sule yeyo mwenda Timalaika ya nina siru yaka tundo na itamu Kupikuwe sule yeyo msavu Malaika ya nina siru yaka tundo na itamu kusiringa bantu baka tundo Orono nga sikiliza tanda wakuitamu. Ngabu wa siri nge misri. Ngogendo kumula bantu. Elewa liogendo tanu logu kwa le misri mkama. O tanu logu kudokora mwende gunu. Na yere katu siko msai kwa Yesu. Le katu fune siri kula mungu wafi. E mizimu nga jitu noonya. O kule miwano kutema vika vile mwaku tuzula. Kumanga chao wani kwa mbako lise chisoka sule yoku vili. To homo ya kebe labio nana yenye nita kebe libuwa. Mwakama mizimu nga jitu noonya. E nwate nga jitu noonya. O wafu o kule miwa enaku. Na hibi ingerio vile mwaku tulaba. E labi ne mwaku labi chigamba choto kesa mfu kuchiri ya kuchijamu. Semu kabaka baka baka nkweba za. Kumango chikoze. Mwalini ya mkama wafu Yesu Kristo mwana katundu mnamu. Mkama kuwa mkisa. Kura wansuri ya mbile